Try peanut butter eggs.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show from the DealsNadie.com studios. And we're live on Facebook. Brought to you today by Northwestern Tech, the heating and cooling school in Southfield. HVAC is all they teach. 10.5 months. 50% of the training is hands-on. And last year, over 90% of the grads got jobs in the field of heating and air conditioning. So if you're looking for a skilled trade, go to northwesttech.edu. Next class starts at the end of March. northwesterntech.edu. And tell them we sent you. And yeah, I'm back after 2 days off. I thought I'd be off longer, honestly.
So you just bounced back then?
I just feel
good today.
I don't feel great, but I feel okay. Uh-huh. But Monday, I swear, I thought I was dying.
Oh. I thought you were dying on Sunday after the show. I said to Brandon, I said, he's sick. Because you denied being sick.
I didn't feel well after the show Sunday, but I didn't feel fully horrible until Monday. And then I was amazed at how much better I was Tuesday, thanks to modern medicine.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yep. Dr. Roche came through.
Awesome.
And it's nice to have someone who can help you at a time like that, because a lot of times I find that primary doctors feel they have to prescribe these cheaper drugs before they go to the good stuff.
Well, that Z-Pack helped too. So yeah, Dr. Z-Pack, Mark helped you.
Yeah, you prescribed that to me. By the way, I was wondering...
why isn't that over the counter by now?
It's in Dr. Roche's wheelhouse anyway, because probably in your throat, right? So
Yeah, I think there's a lot in there. I'm going to try not to laugh because it doesn't sound good.
yeah, it sounds better when people don't laugh on a show.
Well, it just doesn't sound healthy. Dr. Jill Biden, by the way, was thinking about that today. She cannot write prescriptions, can she?
No.
I don't think so. Isn't it an education?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't want... Do we really have to call her Dr. Jill Biden?
She
demands it. Did you see?
Does she demand it? Because if she demands it, I'm less inclined to call her that. If it's just people respect her so much and she has an advanced degree.
Did you see her protect Joe yesterday?
I did.
From the anti-dairy people, which, you know, that's a great time to make a point.
Yeah, the Let Dairy Die protesters. And she actually did she shove somebody?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A little late to the game, though.
Mm-hmm. And get him some milk!
And the security staff was like, one black guy and like six women.
Wow, what's up with that? This is a former vice president.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you think there'd be more people?
Yeah. It's a little loose.
Anyway, he's got his Charlie's Angels. Maybe they're tough.
I kept hearing how Joe Biden is so energized and fired up.
Yeah.
He's 78. He is not. He can only get so fired up.
Isn't he the youngest male, though?
He was the youngest, going into Super Tuesday, the youngest male still on the ballot. Because both Bloomberg and Bernie were older than him, or are older.
You know, how stupid
spring
is this?
Spring chicken.
You mean to tell me the best people, I'm going to leave Liz Warren out and Buttigieg since, well, Liz isn't out yet, but.
She will be.
Four guys in their 70s?
I know.
Really?
Yeah. Well, plus Warren was in her is in her 70s.
Calm down. It's okay.
Because Biden wins, as soon as he's elected, it's going to start. Oh, he's got dementia. He's going to be gaffing all over. And, I mean, it's going to be... Because when Trump says, you know, smocking or something like that, it never dies. In fact, I saw somebody make a joke about smocking the other day.
Oh, smoking?
Smoking, uh-huh. Yeah. He misspelled it on his Twitter. And I don't know. Gaffes to me, they're
fun.
Are they that funny?
Oh, they're fun.
Men and women created by the thing.
Oh boy,
sometimes
that one was harsh.
You know, we were talking about it the other day, and I brought up Dan Quayle, and I didn't get to the United Negro College Fund. That was the one that was funny.
Was it a terrible?
Can you find the audio? Just about how it's a tragedy to lose one's mind or something like that.
Biden had one yesterday because he confused his sister with his wife.
Yeah, they changed places.
They
fucked with him.
I want people in his cabinet to do that all the time. Just switch places behind him. Just leading gaffes.
That sort of tests his brain, though. It works it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it
keeps him on his feet.
Uh-huh.
Keeps him energized.
The stupidity of this, though, is that, you know, while Trump does it, everyone on this side, of course, makes fun of them. And then when Biden does it, people on the other side are going to make fun of it. Or does everyone make fun of it? I'm not sure they do.
Yeah.
Everyone makes fun of it, right? No.
Sure.
That's, the hardcore
that's what
people
we do now.
Too sensitive to, or wouldn't they be more inclined to say, "Oh, what a big thing over nothing." I just don't get a big laugh out of he mixed up his sister and his wife. I just don't think it's that funny. But I feel like I'm going to be deluged with it.
Well,
because he's going to be doing it.
Yeah, he's going to be doing it.
He's 78.
Doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
doesn't
and if
matter.
He has good people around him, it probably doesn't matter that much anyway. Even if he has slight dementia, it probably doesn't matter that much. I hate to say that, but I kind of believe that.
Yeah. Well, you know, what if he hires all the people that just dropped out of the race for his cabinet? So you can have
that's
Buttigieg.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Buttigieg could do...
what could he do?
Well, he was
Secretary
in,
of Defense. He was in the military.
He's in the military.
Well, he decorated the... Wasn't it the park? Beautifully with the
that's right.
with the brick paving or something. You do something nice.
Yeah, and Liz Warren could be Treasury.
A nag. What?
Under threat of disappearing pets, Buttigieg negotiated lighter licensing regulations on pet chip scanners.
I think what she should do...
No, there was something else he did, wasn't there?
Pete Buttigieg revitalized the sidewalks of downtown South Bend by laying out decorative brick.
See?
That's
decorative
awesome.
Brick. Did you find the quail thing?
I'm not sure the specific, because I don't think I've ever heard it.
It's United Negro College Fund.
But there's a bunch of, like,
a mind is a terrible thing to waste, is the... Yeah, go ahead. Play the montage.
Let's see. It might be in this one.
It's Hello, everybody.
It's Robert Redford, right?
I'm Dan Quayle.
But unfortunately, the famous lookalike is a Democrat. Quayle's a fierce advocate of conservative values of the family and the flag.
How is this guy vice president?
Because his daddy's rich.
He was a draft dodger.
Cozy at night.
Yeah, his speech impediment. He had connections.
Quayle on the Holocaust.
It was an obscene period in our nation's history. No, not our nation's.
Our nation.
But in World War II.
Oh,
I mean, we all lived in this century. I didn't live in this century, but in this century's history.
Even his wife was cautious about exposing him to the media.
I'd be glad.
No!
I have as much experience in the Congress
experience.
As Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Look at Lloyd Benson. He's just like...
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy.
Oh,
I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine.
Oh, ouch. Here comes...
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Oh, sick burn.
Oh, listen to the crowd. What? What, you mean to tell me that a mind is a terrible, it's terrible to lose one's mind? That is not on the internet anymore?
It should be.
It's like
let me just tell you how thrilling it really is and how what a challenge it is because in 1988, the question is whether we're going to go forward to tomorrow or we're going to go past to the back. And I can tell you, listen, we don't want to go back to tomorrow. We want to move forward. I believe that I've made good judgments. In the past, and I think I've made good judments in the future. And the future.
I'm just blown away by this. That was the dumbest. How could that be off the internet? Terrible thing.
I don't know what this is. This
oh, Dan Quayle on a speech United Negro College Fund in 1989. Let me begin by saying I think it's a mistake to get too worked up over what television characters choose to do in the privacy of their own sitcoms. That is Quayle blamed Los Angeles riots on Mayor Brown's decision to bear a child out of wedlock.
Murphy Brown, yeah.
Intergenerational poverty that troubles us so much today is predominantly a poverty of values. It doesn't help when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone and calling it just another lifestyle choice.
Ooh, wow. Ouch.
Danny.
Come at me.
Yeah, he was, I mean, they honestly could not have him off script after a while. It was so embarrassing because he attended, you know when presidents and vice presidents go to elementary school like Bush did on 9/11?
Yeah. He didn't know it was 9/11.
No, he didn't know it was 9/11. It could have been 9/9 for all he knew. But Quayle went to one of those, and they were doing a spelling bee.
Oh, right.
And they spelled potato, and Quayle said, oh, no, that's wrong. And this kid's
an incorrect correction.
Yeah, incorrect correction. The kid had spelled potato correctly, and that was the lead news story that night. I mean, that was a huge
for
story.
For weeks, yeah.
I mean, this guy was just embarrassing.
He's a dipshit, but for sure.
I wish that thing was still there, because honestly, that was one of the funniest fucking things.
So he was the vice president because it was Bush, right?
Yeah, Bush.
HW needed a
Midwestern.
Handsome guy.
I think they wanted Midwestern vote. He's from Indiana.
Right.
And
is everybody from Indiana? Sorry.
Good question. Anyway, Quayle was a senator, and it was because his family had a lot of money, and they banked on him from the very beginning.
Vice president.
He was a great golfer, too.
Oh.
And he had been on some golfing, kind of getaway golf things where he supposedly had banged some chicks. And that came out pretty early.
Really?
I did not. He was a real family guy. I did not bang chicks.
They were women. We were made love.
And then it came out that he had somehow dodged Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And that was definitely a privilege.
Here's the potato. Thing. Let's see. Kid's writing on the board.
There's Quayle. Going in. Thinks he's got him.
Now there's one little bit at the end. So the kid added an E.
Millions of innocent people.
Kind of hard to hear.
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated by the whole draft dodging thing, because I hear so many people, so many famous people who talk about all the things that they did to get out of it, or the fact that they were going to go to Canada, and everything's fine with that. But if you run for office,
you're supposed to follow more rules, I guess.
Generally looking back at Vietnam, I mean, a lot of people think that was a pretty stupid war to be in. A lot of people died for it. We lost the freaking war. Yet, when it comes to politics, dodged that,
if you used your privilege like George Bush did, I mean, it's a thing where people with connections are able to make it out of things like that a lot easier, instead of people that don't have connections who have to suffer the consequences and go serve in a war like that. In the Iraq War, what's different about the Iraq War and the Vietnam War? I don't think the Iraq War was something.
Well, the draft
we needed to be in.
But the draft, I mean, that's the whole big deal, the whole draft dodging.
But still, I feel like whether it's a volunteer or it's someone drafted, if they're sent to a stupid war and killed and maimed, it's just as horrible.
Sure.
I mean, except that someone didn't choose to go to war, to join the army. I understand that, but I don't know. In fact, Bernie was bragging about that yesterday, that who voted or who wanted to send us into Iraq? Joe Biden. Yeah. And Bernie led the opposition, which I didn't even remember.
Crazy Bernie.
I believe him.
Joe Biden did? I mean,
Joe Biden wanted to go into Iraq.
So many people.
So did everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to go
in.
That
was a big group of people.
Because if you didn't want to go in, you were punished.
You weren't patriotic.
You're off the team, basically.
True. Yeah. Right.
I want to mention GrowGreen, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers. It's the only store in the state with BioBest beneficial insects in stock and an in-house IPM expert to help you prevent or fight any type of infestation or plant health issue. Pass state testing, save money, end up with higher quality end product with a custom IPM program from GrowGreen on M36 and Whitmore Lake, online at growgreenmi.com.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else from Super Tuesday? Joe Biden, of course. You know, I had a question, and I know it's not going to be answered, but do you think that we should be able to feel comfortable that our president can get hard? I mean,
one said that. Who said that?
What? I mean, I know this is unfair.
Where's this coming from?
Doesn't someone seem a little less powerful if they can't get it up?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to get the president to prove it.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
Can you imagine Trump and Biden standing up there debating? Yeah, a lot of voters want to make sure you guys can both get hard. You're in your 70s. And they both just pull it out, spit on it, and start working on it.
Quincy Jones is up there with his clipboard. But it turns out the thing that gets him hard is the other one.
Well, Trump could get himself rock hard. I know, it's kind of weird, but I mean, we're talking about
his hands look like strange.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
I mean, a 78-year-old president, a 73-year-old president seems crazy.
It's insane.
So Biden,
Just a question, though. Who among our previous presidents could not, you know, like
could not get hard?
I don't know. Trudy, I don't know
Nixon,
about anyone.
Maybe Nixon?
Carter.
I don't think Nixon couldn't get
I think Nixon.
Carter wanted, he was talking about sex all like over the place.
He lusted. He had lust in his heart.
He had a lust in his heart.
Saw Playboy. Yeah. Nixon got hard for B.B. Rebozo.
That's right.
Weren't they holding hands under the table, according to some account?
Oh, there's no way LBJ got hard.
Oh, he was a womanizer.
Really?
Yeah, he was a legendary swordsman.
Did he get hard when the jets were aimed at his butt in the shower?
Yeah.
Yes.
Taft.
That was
Taft got hard.
There's no way Taft got hard.
No.
Taft, I doubt it.
No one got harder, though, than Teddy Roosevelt, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Big stick. Big stick.
Yeah. Always hard.
He was talking about his...
The original saying was, carry a big dick. They had to edit it back in the day.
They tamed it.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
So Bloomberg announced that he's out today. And so he just...
Oh, that was fun. Thanks for just coming in, Bloomberg, and fucking everything up.
Blowing $1 billion, which is like...
That's okay.
Buying a new set of tires for us. I mean, really.
Right. One sixtieth of his wealth.
That's
good, though. I'm glad
that money... But he still got $63 billion left.
Glad he put that money back into the economy. I saw one of his ads run today.
Yeah.
On CNBC. It's like, why are these still...
I paid for it.
Honestly, you make a great point. Putting $1 billion into the economy on TV commercials.
It's probably a drop in the bucket, but still, I'd rather have it in the economy than wherever it was.
All of us, you know, who need advertising, we all can use a buck. I mean, especially TV stations nowadays and radio stations.
Yeah, Bloomberg, where were you on podcasts, dude?
I bet he was on some podcasts.
We tried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We knew he was spending money in Michigan, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, Michigan should
spend about $10 million in Michigan.
Yeah, this election should be fantastic for Michigan, I would think. So anyway, he pisses away $1 billion. And funny. Trump said, he made a fool of himself. What, did he say that at a rally? Was he doing a rally last night?
He was tweeting, the biggest loser tonight by far is mini Mike Bloomberg. His political consultants took him for a ride. $700 million washed down the drain. He got
took
nothing.
Him for a ride.
But the he got nothing for it, but the nickname mini Mike. And the complete destruction of his reputation. Way to go, Mike!
Complete destruction of his... Actually, you know what? He did get berated. He told a woman to kill her baby. All the NDAs. I mean, really, when you think about Bloomberg, what did we find out about Bloomberg that we didn't know? The things I remember, mostly the shitty things that he supposedly said.
Yeah, and his height.
And he wanted to stop and frisk black people.
We got to relive that.
The only problem with stop and frisk was they stopped too many white people.
That's right. Boy, what a disaster.
That was awkward.
Trump also had Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, other than Minnie Mike, was the loser of the night. She didn't even come close to winning her home state of Massachusetts. Well, now she can sit back with her husband and have a nice cold beer.
That's hilarious.
Pocahontas?
Oh my God. You know he's loving this.
Although
I still think he might be a little bit scared of Biden.
Oh, yeah. I think Joe Biden's the one guy who can beat him.
Yeah.
No, which is why he's pushing so hard for Bernie. Trump is.
And Hunter Biden, by the way, fix your stuff, you prick. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's trying to. He's an artist now.
Yeah, he's launching his new career.
No, he's not, because he's negotiating. He keeps putting off this court thing to pay child support.
Yeah.
For the baby that he hasn't seen. And by the way, when are people going to start bringing up the fact that he doesn't see this baby? Isn't that really more important?
Not a baby he wants.
Well, I'm sure if we get a Trump.
I know, but shouldn't he want to be a father figure for the kid? Shouldn't Joe?
Hunter!
Yeah, if we get
Joe
a Trump
be a grandfather figure?
Joe Biden debate, you better believe Hunter Biden is going to be mentioned quite a bit.
Yeah. He needs to get to know that baby really fast so he can hold it during those campaign speeches.
You know, I'm being facetious to a degree, but it seems that the whole thing is about whether his financial information becomes made available. That's what he doesn't want. That's all
Calm
he
down.
Cares about.
It's okay.
So to help his father, what he should do, and Joe should literally write him a check.
Yeah, well,
should say, look, give her $10,000 a month. Shut her up. End it, you idiot!
Yeah, doesn't he have a lot of money from how much did he make from doing barista?
He's making $80,000 a month
as a barista.
As a barista,
he's renting a house for $12,000 a month.
Yeah,
a beautiful house,
but he's saving a lot of money not doing all that cocaine that he was doing. So,
yeah, he was addicted. Now, I never heard he was addicted to crack cocaine before.
Well, there was
just revealed that.
Well, there was the crack pipe in the car, the red car.
I remember that he said he smoked crack once by accident.
Yeah.
Crack is whack.
Those damn South Africans gave him that cigarette.
So now
he's a crackhead.
He was a crackhead from 2013 to 2017, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Burisma board.
Got a lot done.
For 2014 to 2019. How could a crackhead...
You got a lot done,
rehab
man.
So many times.
You have your days when you have a lot of energy. And it was an energy company.
I mean, but doesn't it just make it a bigger joke?
Yeah.
Even more absurd?
It's a total joke.
And, yeah.
It's all who you know.
But he wanted to give that interview, in my opinion, because... He wants to sell his art.
The artist,
it's all about him.
But
again,
you saw the art experts were like, "No one's going to want this crap."
Looks like the coronavirus.
It does. Every painting.
No,
looks
but
like
he
the coronavirus.
He used his position as Joe Biden's kid, who everybody's interested in, because we know he ripped off Ukraine and this energy company for all this dough, and so anybody would interview him. I mean, I'd interview him in a second. Mm. And he uses the opportunity to show off his wonderful art and that he's finally found his place. As an artist, are you fucking kidding me?
How's his art? Is it cool?
It's terrible. No, it, honestly.
You didn't see it? It sucks.
Color by numbers?
It sucks.
No, it looks like the coronavirus. He paints too by...
Oh, he just Pollocks.
Blowing paint through like the straw.
Yeah, he Pollocks. Here
it is. Is that how Pollock did it?
I thought
he threw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, shit. Hunter's got a lot of expertise with straws, so he blows it through the straw.
Look at this stupid crap. I mean, honestly...
Bentley said it looked like, remember the girl who was going to be on Springer because she paints with her vagina? The vagina stamp chick?
Well, we had that girl that...
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Her boobs?
That's kind of what it looks like.
Was her boobs or... Was that a...
Vagina.
Oh, it was?
That whole thing bummed me out. I just didn't like it.
Who wrote dumb on
me? It was dumb.
It really are dumb pictures.
So,
everyone can do that.
So yes.
I have exactly. a big question that I really haven't heard much about. Which is, instead of where's Hunter, where's Obama?
Oh,
he's tweeting away.
But he hasn't endorsed Joe Biden.
No, not yet.
He's his vice president for 8 years.
I think he will.
What is he waiting for?
Timing is everything, so.
I agree.
I would have thought that at the very beginning, he would have endorsed Joe Biden. And Joe said, I don't want his endorsement. And it's like, I wasn't going to give it to you anyway. So
well, why would he endorse him? Just because he was his vice president?
Oh, fuck yeah. He was the number two guy in the country for 8 years. He was his choice for vice president. He said he was the best vice president of all time.
Yeah, so?
So he should be readier to be president than anyone else.
Well, theoretically, wouldn't you think his endorsement is, you know, he's concerned about the party that he's a part of, the Democrats?
Well...
So he's got to have to back somebody who's going to win that nomination.
Okay, when Joe Biden gets eliminated, then you say, okay, I'm on with Bernie Sanders or whatever.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if it works.
Anyone really believe these endorsements are real? I mean, does anyone really think this person...
I got to tell you, we were talking about this before the show. That was it Jim Clyburn, the senator or House rep from South Carolina?
South Carolina, yeah.
His endorsement pushed Biden over in South Carolina, which led all these other dominoes to fall.
Right. Well, that's getting a certain group to vote.
Well, you don't think Obama does that? Young people love Obama, and young people love Bernie.
Well, I just would think that Joe Biden would be so close to Obama after 8 years that it wouldn't even be in doubt. And in fact, if he endorsed Bernie Sanders, it would tell me that there's some terrible rift between them.
How quick did Clinton come out and endorse Gore? I mean, I don't know, or Reagan to endorse George Bush.
Oh, I think I don't know.
I don't think Reagan.
You know what's funny? I think a lot of these guys really are, jealous. In a weird way, they're jealous because they're about to take the spotlight from them.
Yeah,
100%.
Obama doesn't seem that kind of person.
Who did Obama? Did he eventually endorse Hillary in 2016?
I'm sure he had.
Over Bernie?
I'm sure he did, didn't he? Did.
Yeah, I can't remember that far back. Our memories are obliterated.
Those two hate each other.
Ready for my theory? I believe that Barack Obama will endorse Joe Biden as soon as he names Michelle as his VP.
Wait, why doesn't Joe just name Barack as his VP?
That'd be cool.
I mean, I don't think Barack could do that.
D-Rock,
easiest job in the country, being vice president.
Hey, he's having a ball. He's jet skiing and water skiing and playing hoops. And
now he's doing the shadow presidency thing where he's releasing the stability message about coronavirus and
he's part of the deep
tornado
state.
And yes. He's being a calming influence. And he's probably driving Don a little bit crazy with all that, don't you think?
Well, but as vice president, Obama could certainly do all those things too, and do them in a bigger way.
Well,
Trump blamed Obama for the poor reaction to the coronavirus.
Trump blamed Obama.
Yeah, there's a clip of it because Obama had the FDA in charge of testing, because that's really been the big problem in the country is testing for the coronavirus. So they had their big thing today. I don't know if you saw it with all the cameras.
I did not, no.
Oh, and Pence. And Trump does have a point. Barack Obama did have...
I think after 4 years, to blame the previous president for anything is a little ridiculous. It's just stupid. They all do it, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Barack Obama!
When does Liz Warren quit?
She should quit today. She should have quit Monday.
Well, isn't she getting a bad rap because the progressive part of the Democratic Party feels she should have dropped out and endorsed Bernie?
And helped Bernie.
And Bernie would have done better on Super Tuesday.
He would have. Mm-hmm.
But isn't she just a big weasel, Elizabeth Warren?
It certainly looks that
I'm
way
Native
now.
I'm Native American. Let me in Harvard. Okay, I'm not, but it's not my fault, and I never got anything from it. And I'm still running, so just drop it.
I got fired when I was pregnant. I was a teacher.
No, I know, and
I'd be a teacher today if I didn't get
Pocahontas. That's another beauty.
Does she have a shield just because she's a female and no female's been president? I didn't understand her shield. Because the Pocahontas thing was so recent. That was like 2 years ago. She was claiming she was Native American. She bet Trump $1 million. Or he bet her. Who bet who? He bet her, didn't he?
He bet her.
That sounds like
she pay up,
Pocahontas?
did she pay up?
No.
Her and her beer commercial.
How is it that Trump always seems to somehow come out smelling like a rose in something? I mean, it doesn't seem like he's kind of... That was luck.
I think
that
he has
was
comedy
sheer
writers,
luck, wasn't
don't
it?
You think he has a few comedy writers?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, sit back and have a cold beer. That's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Although he might have said it.
Maybe.
But, I mean, did he really know Elizabeth Warren wasn't Native American?
Oh, he might have had an inkling.
How could he know that?
By looking at her?
I mean, there are a lot of people who have a trace of ancestry.
Yeah, well, she has
kind
a trace.
What she was trying
she has
to claim.
A smaller
yeah.
trace than yeah. than he may have.
There must have been rumors that she wasn't.
Yeah. Well, no, there were for a long time. Yeah. People were saying that, and she got indignant, which I don't know. I just don't get it. I could not understand why Bloomberg just kept taking her shit.
I know.
Because she was saying, yes, you told a woman to kill her baby, which, I mean, that's like, oh my God! That's the most.
No, I didn't.
There's nothing worse you could say to a human being.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
You should have said, "No, I didn't tell a woman to kill her baby, but I wish your mom would have." That would have been the best comeback. And then the crowd would have
you have to leave.
Nice comeback.
I certainly would have thought that her Native American stuff would have come up somewhere. I mean, not even in the next debate.
It's just funny each side plays differently because we're going to be nice to each other in the Democrats.
I think her shield.
Well, yeah, we're going to be nice to her.
Well, they try to be nice
she's
to
not
each
nice.
Other. No, she's not.
No. I think her shield, though, was that she's economically, she's intelligent. She's smart about the economy.
She is.
That was kind of her forte. That was her entree
she has
into
her
the
plan
Senate.
And,
she's wonky.
Yeah, she's very wonky.
Before she came up with all the other ideas, she had during 2008, didn't they defer to her? She had a pretty good...
Yeah, consumer protection was her big thing.
She had a pretty good math rap going there.
You're getting in the weeds on me.
Sorry.
I honestly, I just see her on TV, and I just don't like her.
Well, yeah.
So
she needs to sex it up.
I almost don't care. I don't even need her to sex it up.
Did she get hard?
Well, that's a fair question.
Wet?
I mean,
did you get wet?
Don't know about that.
No.
Who's dated who doesn't have not many wieners on who's dated who for Elizabeth Warren? It's just her husband, allegedly.
Well, her ex, because she keeps her ex's name.
The weird thing is, I can't picture anyone wanting to have sex with Elizabeth Warren. I can't picture that other person. Am I being...
There's got to be a group.
Do you want to see a picture of him? Didn't she say that her husband's legs turned her on or something? Which
she did
made everybody
that.
Vomit. I mean,
honestly, that's... To me, it would take some really freaky fetish or fantasy to want to sleep with Elizabeth Warren. I don't... Like, I'm trying to think of an older... Martha Stewart, for example. Mm-hmm. I think she's sexy. Mm-hmm. And I've seen pictures of her when she was younger. It's something really alluring about Martha Stewart. But I just...
Helen Mirren?
Never. Yeah, Helen Mirren, absolutely.
Diane Sawyer?
You like what you see, huh?
Yeah, she was pretty. Okay. She still looks pretty good. Why is Diane Sawyer suddenly back, by the way? I thought she was long gone.
Well, because she had to do that. Who did she just interview?
She had a big interview.
Yeah, and none of us can remember it. Oh, yeah, Ben Affleck. Because that's who he demanded to be interviewed by.
Oh, he brought her back.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big Affleck headline today about how he was near tears talking about Adam Driver on Jimmy Kimmel because Adam Driver made him look like a hero to his kid. And Trudy, I asked you about it, and you said it was like bullshit.
It didn't seem like that tearful a moment.
What did Adam Driver do that was so incredible?
He's Kylo Ren, and his kid is, you know, adored. Like young and thinks Kylo Ren is real. And when he said he made a movie with Kylo Ren, his kid was like, oh my God, you went to space? And then ask a bunch of questions, and that's when he got a little choked up about how.
I said, where are the presents? And he was like, they didn't get here.
Oh.
So I had to show up to, you know, my son's party.
With no presents.
With no gift for him.
That's bad.
And it was like the sort of sinking, awful feeling, you know. And then he goes, but there is something. I said, what? He said, well, Adam heard you say it was your son's birthday. And so he called
his sister,
got your address, and sent some presents and signed a card and a picture from Kylo Ren. And I...
What a stupid present.
And I went and I said, that surprise party. It's on my side. Watched him open all his other presents. And I said, Sam, my presents didn't get here on time. He said, but I did get a present from somebody who really wanted to make sure you had a gift. And he was like, who? And I said, Kylo Ren.
So excuse me, Kylo Ren's real?
He opened the presents. Yeah. I played him the video of Kylo Ren. And
oh, it was a cameo. Like, he bought his son a cameo.
What's better than that?
It was an incredibly moving and powerful moment.
Like,
Adam made me a hero to my kid.
Oh.
And I will never ever,
how do you
ever
repay that? How do you repay that?
Oh, my God.
That story had something really great.
That had what I really like in a story. And Andy.
Why?
Homer and I think alike.
Why is Adam Driver kissing Ben Affleck's ass?
I
mean, would Ben Affleck send Adam Driver's kid a
very nice gesture?
No.
Is he going to send him a present every year now?
He has to.
Doesn't he?
He's expected to
the
now.
The president's
pretty now we're talking about this today. Because I'm reluctant. When somebody asks me to get involved with something for charity and then I find out it's an annual thing, what I've learned over the years is that if you agree to do it once, then you're expected the next year. You'll be asked again, and you'll be expected to do it. And if you don't, it's like, you fucking asshole. It's the annual thing. You're part of it. It's like, but if you never are part of it, then they don't expect anything.
Yeah.
Is it because you're not part of the annual thing? But so.
No, you're totally right about that.
Be very careful.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. That's too sensitive.
But I'm say done. I've made my last public appearance at.
That's right.
At the record shop.
Yeah. Rock City.
With Steve.
I like to help my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Steve Gorman from the Black Crowes. I thought it was a good way to go out.
Like it or not, it's over.
No, because everybody wants more now, because you handled that really well. You were the James Lipton, rest in peace, of that day.
Yeah, that was good. Well, that is a good way to go out, though. Leave them wanting more.
Sure.
We want more.
It's like the Beatles when they went into the studio. They stopped touring, but they went into the studio.
Right.
I'm going to focus more on the show to make the show better.
Okay.
Crazy, kooky things we can do.
Sure.
And those outside distractions will all be gone.
Well, I'd love to keep that attitude.
You guys said we did this for the show.
Exactly. What, do you have some appearances coming up, Trudy?
Yeah, I'm St. Patrick's Day and
all right,
opening day. So,
ooh, wow,
that's gonna be fun.
A little extra talent fee money. It's kind of nice. What?
Yeah.
Oh. What do you mean? Huh?
I just do it.
Talent fees disappeared from the industry.
I do it.
What happened?
I do it for the love. I do it for the love of the, you know, I mean, hanging out with people and.
I see.
Bringing them.
Okay, well, maybe you can make some of the appearances that are being requested of me.
They wouldn't take me as a. I'm like,
oh, my. Yeah, it's getting tough out there. I think they could use some more Mike Bloombergs.
Yeah.
All kinds of good news flowing out of our original podcast sponsors, Zot, Ford, and Holly, and DealsInTheD.com. The Bentley slump is over. You've heard about it. Have dinner with us, the whole show, and all the people who buy or lease vehicles from Jim Bentley and Zot Ford in Holly. Just blow up there when you're ready. And make it before March the 16th is the last day. So make it before March 17th. It ends on St. Patrick's Day. And whether it's a pre-loved car or a new car, leased, purchased, whatever, we're having dinner together at Mesa.
Wait. You're going out?
Tequilas. Yes, uh-oh. I am. That's not technically an appearance because it's limited. It's limited by the number of people that buy or lease vehicles.
I wish you weren't a liar.
And actually, there is no, if 500 people lease vehicles, then Zot will love us so much that I'll officially make it. I'll come out of retirement for that appearance. So surf their silly deals and massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com, and still don't bother calling Bentley. Just get your ass out there. Anthony will take care of you if Jim's not there. And 2020 and 2020 with Dr. Yaldo without glasses and contacts. LASIK is the way to go. You got LASIK, Mark. I heard you talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, years ago. Yeah,
I forgot about
loved
that.
Believe me, I was so excited to get rid of glasses and contacts.
What could you see that you couldn't previously see?
I couldn't see anything before.
So
I had to wear glasses.
Oops. You know what, as a kid?
From the fifth grade on.
But
my vision's terrible.
He's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
It was terrible.
That's weird because I can't even picture you with glasses now.
You know, the best part was I always hated like falling asleep on the couch with glasses on.
Oh.
And they'd fly off.
Every morning I get up and are my glasses on the floor? Are they in the bedding?
Yeah.
And when I was sick and they were in the bedding, I got so mad because I was like, I can't go through all this shit and find my glasses.
Oh, I just, you know me, I hate having to track like a bunch of things. Like having a wallet in my key is just enough. I don't want a bunch of other stuff. Something that keep track of glasses or contact solution. It sucks.
It is a pain in the ass. So talk to Dr. Yaldo. Go make an appointment. And there's no requirement that you take action. He might even tell you not to take action. There's LASIK, multifocal implants, and there's a whole department of glasses, contacts, reading glasses, sunglasses, great frames. Decide for yourself. 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And in fact, you know, I was going to the doctor today, and on the way and on the way back, I was listening to you guys, and I thought, well, shouldn't there be like a Drew and Mike Jr. show?
Yeah.
Maybe just once a week or...
Sure.
Yeah.
I always thought there should have been.
Corolla does that with his...
For the kids?
Yeah.
Oh,
does Corolla have a... What's his junior show?
What is the junior show, Zeus?
The water cooler.
The
other people in the show?
Kind of show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Producers and such.
Yeah. I could do that.
And then you guys can interview rap stars and, you know,
as talk
to old
Mason
people.
Again.
No, he'd be off. He would be off. There'd be no guests over 45.
Dave Mason, by the way, I think I'm okay to say this. His publicist tried to throw me under the bus after
what?
They quit. Well, he couldn't get through to the hotline. And so all
was
of a sudden,
Brandon interviewing someone privately again?
No, I believe what it is when you try to call in with a private number, sometimes it blocks you.
No, that was not it at all. I was driving.
Sure, he messed it up.
I was driving, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and it's a British voice, and it goes, "Is Drew there?" And I was like, "Oh my God, is this Dave Mason?"
It Dave Mason?
And they gave him the wrong phone number. They gave him the 248 was 268 or something.
Yeah.
Like
well,
that.
Don't worry. We got the right number and we killed it.
Yeah, and you did. But
the junior show could appeal to the younger end of the audience and maybe even bring some younger people into the senior show.
The senior show
could be like. I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
you meant like
it's
the
like
senior
Triple
circuit.
A Drew and Mike and Drew and Mike.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, no offense to Triple A Drew and Mike.
Who gets called up?
Well, you know, everybody, it's kind of like somebody who's in the early part of their career. They get called up and get sent back. They get called up, they get sent back.
And then I think Zeus would do an hour by himself.
On phones?
just put a microphone Zeus in front of him for an hour and see what comes
quiet
out. I know.
It'd be quiet show.
Could think, be the
think of just the building suspension suspense of that show. What is he going to say? When is he going to say it?
I would have to surreptitiously tape it at home.
So, you know, another thing, I can't say I was disappointed not to be on, but because I felt like crap. But I was blown away by two things. One being Chris Matthews.
Oh my God.
Retiring just boom like that. And I really wish I could know how much of this was, I'm tired of defending myself. How much of this was, oh shit, they're all going to come flying out now. And how much of it was that stupid thing I said about Bernie Sanders, you know, and World War II.
Did you see his flub reel from last week?
Oh, yeah, last week.
Oh, no, where's the flub?
Oh, my God, with John Oliver?
No. Can we play it?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was, I mean, the
you mean like Biden flubs?
Well, yeah.
He's trying to end the show, but he can't say thanks for watching
the name of the show, yeah.
I did see that. It's pretty funny.
He's kind of like having Ron Burgundy syndrome because you can see it's teleprompter-induced.
You know, I haven't watched Chris probably in...
It's been a while since
I don't know how many years I have. Yeah. You know what I really used to watch him was around Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before the blue dress. And then after the blue dress, like around that time, because he would have all those Clinton people on who would say, you know, that she was a stalker, she was nuts. And then afterwards, it's like, Ken Starr sucks, and here's why. And then I sort of faded away from him. And then I think I rejoined him around when Obama got elected. Mm-hmm. Before Obama, I was watching him. And I always thought Chris Matthews was kind of a centrist.
Yeah.
I never felt. Am I wrong about that? Is he left or right?
No, I thought he was.
I thought he was pretty center. I don't know.
Not until Obama came along, because then he really, 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 really loved Obama. In fact, this was one of his famous flubs.
Not after Barack Obama.
I have to tell you, you know, it's part of reporting this case of this election. The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill right going up my leg. I don't have that too often.
Steady.
No, seriously.
So people mocked him for that because he loved Barack Obama so much that he got a thrill up his leg.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think of him as a partisan. Mm-hmm. So I found him more likable than most nighttime commentators because I just don't like people coming from the right or coming from the left because I just feel like they'll defend anything. And I generally found him to be fairly likable. I just didn't. He talks too fast.
Yeah, that's his problem. But that's his problem with trying to sign off is that he talks too fast.
I think at one
point
play
John Oliver thing.
Now, Chris Matthews just cannot seem to nail his sign off.
That's hardball for now. Thanks for being with us. Oh, and with Chris Hayes starts right now. That's hardball for now. Thanks for being with us. That's hardball now. Thanks for being with us. That's hardball for now. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for being with us. 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 All in with Chris Hayes starts right now. Thanks for being with us. And all in with Chris Hayes starts right now. All in with Chris Hayes starts right now. All in with Chris Hayes starts right now. All in with MSNBC. All in with Chris Hayes starts right now. All in with Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes. That's horrible. For now, thanks for it. All in with Chris Hayes right now.
Oh, so God, weird. That's brutal.
Those all aired. Aren't flubs.
No.
That's actually aired live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So did all these, I think.
Joe, NBC News chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd, who's in London with the president. But first, here's a clip from the great movie Love Actually. It's been brought to the fore so many beautiful times in movies, my favorite being Love Actually. I'm going to show a clip from that.
Well, we still remember this scene, and we'll play it again probably tonight again from Love Actually.
Like in that great, memorable scene from Love Actually.
Did you see the very popular movie Love Actually?
I did.
I see him every time I rewatch that incredible movie, Love Actually. I think everybody on the planet fell in love with that guy, Colin Firth, in Love Actually. One of my favorite movies, Love Actually. My favorite movie, Love Actually. Love Actually. Love Actually. And that reminded me of this scene from the movie Love Actually, which I've seen about a million times.
Can you believe
My
that?
My God. Wow.
Well,
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. Houston, we have a problem. I wish I knew how to quit you. Go ahead. Make my day.
All his movie Dan. Quotes.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Yes. Prepare to die. Yes.
I love it's movie
Robert
quotes.
Robert De Niro played him. You talking to me? Yeah. You talking to me? Robert De Niro, you talking to me?
I
you talking
think,
to
yeah.
me?
Well, I think
you talking to me? I don't think they can handle the truth. Remember this movie? We don't need no badges like in the movie. We don't know no stinking badges. William Wallace in the movie, you know, something we've never had, a country of our own. That whole idea of we have our own country. I don't know if the accent was right, well, but you know.
It kind of makes it more normal.
The thing about Chris Matthews is, you know, for example, on the AAA show, you would never talk about Chris Matthews. His dismissal would just be gone to the moon, and those 30-year-olds listening to you wouldn't have to go, who's Chris Matthews? I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
So now you're censoring our future show that we don't even know about? You're censoring it?
No, I'm just saying you can deal with content that's more directed at a 30-year-old than a 45-year-old.
Does that mean we have to like really start following Bad Baby around and yes. Logan Paul?
Yes. Oh, and you have to interview one rapper every two shows.
That's the AA show.
No, you don't have to do anything.
That's rookie level ball. Yeah,
that's Kennedy's
show. I'm just kidding.
Show.
I'm just saying, isn't Chris Matthews, if there was a AAA show, wouldn't he be sort of off the charts?
You think so?
Kind
of. But it's part of a Me Too story, so that brings him back.
I guess my thought is that 30-year-olds probably don't watch TV that nighttime TV as much. They might not be as inclined to know Chris Matthews. Yeah,
well, Brandon,
it's silly discussion.
Do you remember the SNL bits when they did Hardball with Daryl Hammond?
Yeah, Daryl Hammond was really good.
So that kind of brings him back into the zeitgeist a little bit.
All right, well, he's not the best example. But, you know, the thing I felt bad about was that Chris Matthews, and, you know, I may be way off on this, he seems like an okay guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I liked him as a commentator, and now he's just this horrible, creepy piece of shit that had to retire. And that's sort of him. He joins Charlie Rose. Mm-hmm. And Matt Lauer and a few other people who just had to go, oh, I'm out. And is it Laura Bassett, the female?
The one who celebrated and the fact that he got fired today?
She's the one that said he, you know, why haven't I fallen in love with you?
Yeah, and she celebrated for the fact that he got fired.
Oh, she celebrated? Oh, good for her. Why is she
celebrating? You want to hear her? Here she is.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, now that woman is speaking out in an exclusive interview with our Megan Alexander.
I can see why I didn't fall in love with her.
She's the journalist who many say brought down MSNBC host Chris Matthews.
I helped to remove a man from the airwaves that was really undermining women.
Let me start with my headline tonight.
It's kind of a
I'm retiring.
It came as much of a surprise to me as anyone on Monday night when he suddenly announced that he was retiring early, and especially when he apologized.
Laura Bassett told me she's stunned by the blowback she's received.
What's some of the worst of it? Oh, people telling me to kill myself, people calling me a whore, people calling me ugly. They want me to shut up. They want me to go away.
In her GQ magazine expose, Bassett revealed unsettling stories of what she says happened backstage when she appeared on Hardball.
I was sitting next to him in the makeup chair, and he said, who are you? And I said, I'm Laura Bassett. I've been on your show several times. I'm going to be on your show tonight. And he said, and why haven't I fallen in love with you yet? And
Do you think that bothered her more, the fact that she said, I've been on your show several times, yeah, and he didn't know who she was?
I would be more bothered by that personally.
Kind of taken aback.
He's 74.
And I didn't say anything. I mean, I was nervous.
When Chris Matthews made those comments, did the makeup artist say anything?
That's what he got fired for? Yeah. Why haven't I fallen in love with you before?
She couldn't do her job.
Follow That's the rest. Let's watch the rest of it, and we'll go through that.
Soft. After he walked out of the room, she said, don't worry about him. That's just how he is. He does that all the time.
And what'd you make of that?
I mean, I was just shocked that he had been allowed to treat women that way and that the people around him just kind of accepted it and protected him.
Trevor Noah's The Daily Show compiled examples of questionable remarks by Matthews.
You're flashing your incredible cross for eyebrow. Second.
I don't know why I don't like Trevor Noah. Why?
Well,
why,
first off, he's not funny.
But why do people insist he's funny?
I don't
Is he really funny to some people? Does my sense of humor have a hole in it where it just doesn't get Trevor Noah? Yeah.
Or Pete Davidson.
Well, no, I understand why people think Pete Davidson's funny. I've seen him say funny things.
I liked Pete Davidson's early stand-up. I really did, before he went to SNL. I did like that.
Well, the early things he did on the SNL news were pretty good, too.
I've seen him do something in the last 2 months on SNL I thought was funny.
CBS This Morning always has that clip from The Daily Show, like at the end of their little...
Yeah, like he's the funniest late-night guy.
It is never funny.
No, I know. So I'm confused. So he compiled... Boy, what a wonderful guy he is. Because he's just a great guy. I'm sure there's some joke that just will top it all off.
It's a little bit of piling on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's perfect, so, you know... Let's see what he came up with.
Maybe it's... your incredible eyebrows at me.
Here he is with TV news personality Aaron Burnett in 2007.
Come in closer. No, coming further. Coming closer. Really close.
What are you?
I'm just kidding. You look great. Anyways, thanks, Aaron. It's great to have. Look at that look.
You're beautiful.
I'm just kidding. You're not.
I made it really clear in my GQ column that I was not accusing him of sexual harassment. I think what Matt Lauer did, what Charlie Rose, what some of these other men did, is in a different category, is worse than what Chris Matthews did. I asked her about.
Wait, that's what Matt Damon said, and he got a lot of shit for saying that. Remember?
Yeah,
I do.
Do you want to hear more from her? Or are we done?
Where's Trevor Noah's series of clips?
That was it. They just showed those
two clips.
I'll look for more. I'll see what he did.
No flirting. Flirting's bad now. Flirting is evil. You should lose your job if you flirt with somebody.
I don't understand. So,
I don't know if that's
so
really
now,
flirting, though. I honestly think he was trying to be polite in a weird sort of way. I mean, women...
You know, Laura Bassett, I hate to say it this way, but I think I would, if I were her, I'd probably appreciate a compliment about my looks because I don't think it's her strong suit.
She's not bad looks.
Same.
Cancel's cute.
It's okay. I don't think he was trying to fuck her.
I don't think so either. I don't think he was trying to undermine her.
And I think that she is overly offended. And I don't, this is the other thing. You know, it's like the Pete Davidson interview where I found all these places where I'm like, I didn't think I believed this. You know, like Louis C.K. went and demanded he be fired.
Yeah.
It just sounded like bullshit to me. And Laura Bassett said something, and I just kind of felt like, wait a second. She pointed out that someone had made her uncomfortable on a set in 2017, in the middle of the Me Too thing. She didn't name the person, and she said, and I quote, dozens of women contacted me and knew exactly who I was talking about.
Well, that's why there's got to be more.
Dozens?
There's got to be more. Well,
but I mean, she doesn't say who it is, and dozens of people know it's Chris Matthews out of all the people that could have said something.
Well, because of that, that's why I assume there had to be, it had to be worse, which is why.
Has anyone else come out to say Chris Matthews?
No, because he's already lost his job. So why would you want to wade in that territory?
Yeah, but he hadn't lost his job when she first came out with it.
Yeah, but that how long before was that? Like two days?
It didn't take long. And when this was going on in 2017, it was like, boom, the dam burst and there you go.
Kind of surprised she didn't name him back then.
No, she didn't. And I thought that was weird. And this is the other part. Okay. He said something the other day that bothered her. Did you guys see that? He said something. And that's why she named him.
It was the Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. It was probably the thing about, comparing.
Which has nothing to do with anyone's looks. So in other words, she went, I don't like you for that. So I'm going to bust you for this. It was like, I'm going to get you back for that stupid comment about World War II.
Is she a Bernie supporter then?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, isn't that a little strange? You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, Maz is off the show? Well, I fucking hate you because all you do is talk about The Bachelor. I mean, honestly, it's the same thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I
mean, it's petty and... I
know a lot of old dudes that talk that way to chicks.
I do too.
I
you know what? I always thought that really, I've heard some horrible off-color jokes, and it's okay to let that slide.
I feel like
that's too soft.
We now have,
as Chappelle said, a brittle spirit. Remember Chappelle said that about the
You're right. You're right, Brandon. There are old dudes too who don't know any better. And,
there are a lot of guys like his age and older and probably younger too, who I think they think, and they were led to believe for a long time, that giving a woman a compliment on what she's wearing or how she looks was not a bad thing. It was a nice thing to do. Now, within that group, there are also a few creeps, you know, who are now
trying to shower with you like Charlie Rose.
Yeah, I don't get the impression Chris Matthews was trying to fuck her.
I don't either.
She said he's undermining women. That's a pretty undermining women.
Well, here's all the clips from The Daily Show for you.
What is it? Is it
coming in closer?
Starts with the Aaron Burnett.
Coming further. Coming closer. Really close.
What are you?
I'm just kidding. You look great. Anyway, it's thanks, Aaron. It's great to have. Look at that look.
Yeah, no, you're beautiful.
Just beautiful. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You're a knockout. Next time the producer has to choose between a picture of more of Margaret Brennan and that oil derrick, that offshore oil derrick, stay on Margaret Brennan. Okay, she's a beautiful woman. She's
that?
A very bright reporter. She makes us feel good. Bring back Margaret. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Back by popular demand. Happy Friday. And she's 6 feet tall. Besides, you're gorgeous. High heels are a big part of this for some reason. Maybe it's your photography, but women look great, of course, but you're always shooting the legs, shooting the shoes. Yeah. So now you're in a wind tunnel. You look great, by the way, in the wind tunnel. Your legs get caught in this. Everybody's looking at your legs, looking at the shoes. We're introducing these gorgeous creatures of God here. You're walking down the street. You're beautiful, boy. You look great.
Chris.
You were in great shape.
We have him got telling women they look great.
You look great, by the way, if I'm allowed to say that. Unbelievable. I'm not allowed to say this, but I'll say it.
That last one, by the way, that lady was like 90.
So he doesn't mean it's specific to certain women. He sort of spreads it around. It's
doing it to everyone, Trudy.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I get in trouble for this, but you're great looking, obviously. You're one of the God's gifts to men in this country. Very attractive people, physically. I mean, they're beautiful people. Like
Sarah
Nikki
Palin,
Haley, gorgeous.
And the party decision. Will trust Trump to be able to make that decision.
Well, I think the party will have a role in it.
Do you see her walking? Runway walk.
We just heard from the likely nominee.
Be careful, okay, with your advances you're all making with your eyes right now. Taryn, you first. You're giving me the peepers, I can tell. What are you doing? You are doing it. You're flashing your incredible eyebrows at me. Eyelashes. Look at that. But it's
and then
awful
she does it again.
Look. And Coulter, you find her physically attractive, Tucker. Mike, you want to weigh in here as an older fellow. Do you find her to be a physically attractive woman?
Who are they talking about?
I find her. I wouldn't
who
put
this
her on.
Is another
well,
blonde.
She doesn't pass the Chris Matthews test. I'm on the 29th floor.
Oh,
overlooking
I think he was talking about
city. I'm here to judge the Miss America pageant, which I've always wanted to do. Me. I've never seen such talent and great looking women.
He wasn't joking, though.
No. He was talking about the
okay, so he compliments women on
Laura
their looks.
Ingram? Or?
No, well, she was in there, Laura Ingram was, but the other blonde, I can't believe I can't
Megyn Kelly?
No, the real conservative one. Ann Coulter.
Oh. Well, Ann Coulter probably appreciated it.
I think the more important thing to point out is that is a clip from The Daily Show that includes no attempted joke by Trevor Noah.
I didn't find any of that stuff malicious at all.
I didn't either.
So Trevor Noah strikes me as, because he does stuff like this. This isn't the first time he's done this. He strikes me like Aziz Ansari, Mr. Woke comedian who makes fun of men all the time.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good. That's
fake!
A good...
It's just not... Fake.
It's a good parallel. Even though I do still like Aziz Ansari.
Well, I don't, I mean, he's funny.
I thought his last
he has a lot of fans.
Pretty good.
But I don't like the idea of woke comedy. It's like, you know, the lesbian comic who has the 100.
Oh, yeah.
With the critics and a 60 with the viewers. And, you know, Dave Chappelle does a 38. I don't believe anybody laughs harder than people watching Dave Chappelle. But, you know, because he's a certain, he makes fun of certain things, he's terrible. But
hey, can we check in on Davidson's ratings?
Yeah, please do.
It's been a while. What was it last time? 59%?
It was 67, 63 okay. or something. Okay. And there's no thermometer yet.
Pete Davidson alive from New York.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there's a thermometer now.
Yeah.
It's 40% of the thermometer from critics.
See, I thought critics would kiss his ass.
61 from the
I just
audience.
Thought they would. Wouldn't you think critics would be kind to him because he's got the shield?
I don't know. I would hope critics would actually be critical.
Yes, but no. I do... However,
it wasn't good.
It wasn't a good show.
Does it deserve a 40?
I think 40.
I think 40 is about right.
Yeah,
I think that's about right. Yeah.
Okay, I was almost going to say lower. I only watched about 8 or 10 minutes.
I would say lower, but the last maybe 15 minutes
were better.
First of all, good.
I would expect. Well, but how many people make it to the last 15 minutes after? I would have thought the fact that he says like so many times.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the kind of thing people just blast people for.
Yeah, maybe 30.
I mean, it seems to me not ready for a Netflix special at all.
Maybe 33% because about a third of it was watchable.
61 with the viewers, and I would think the viewers would mostly be his fans.
Yeah, because you're not going to watch it unless,
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it if he wasn't in the news so much. So anyway, I just feel bad that Chris Matthews goes out an asshole. I mean, just he's an asshole. And if he hadn't made the comment about Bernie Sanders in World War II,
yeah.
he'd still be on TV, and he'd be a person that certain people like and people like less. But now he's an underminer of women. And I hate this idea, too, that now if he had said something that she thought was demeaning to women, and she decided, I'm going to name him. But the fact that...
Oh, something like...
It has nothing to do...
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I just think that's shitty. It's like, I'm going to nail that fucker.
Yeah, it sucks that he's
really?
8 months. Yeah. He's like 8 or 9 months short of retirement, too.
Oh, is this his last year?
He was going to go out. Yeah, there was all these reports that after this election, he was done. Hanging him up. 74, 75 years old. Yeah. Done.
You know, unless he's a lot worse than what I've been led to believe. Maybe he's a bullshit person. I mean, that's kind of the impression that you're left with, is that he's just a horrible guy and he undermines women.
There was a story today about who is going to replace him in that.
Bring up who's dating who for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious.
That
maybe he's a big swordsman.
Maybe. Well, I mean, the way he taught. Maybe he does shotgun approach and he hopes one of them will respond. And if it goes everybody beautiful.
Charlie Rose was clearly.
Be pretty smart.
Charlie Rose was angling for pussy.
Yeah, but Charlie Rose was showing up places in his towel, too, wasn't he? Or nude?
Yeah, the nude move, way too much.
It was his house. I mean,
Chris Matthews.
His employees were there.
Well, that's
he's
true.
Not even in that league.
He's just got Kathleen Matthews. Okay. That's it, his wife. That's
oh, my it. God. Well,
that
really?
Says
how long has he been
right?
married?
Since 80.
So he's been married 40 years to one woman. That seems like a good sign.
Hey, she looks good, too.
Pretty.
Hey.
Oh, I guess I should be fired now because I said his wife's pretty. it's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadie.com. Start Something New event where you can lease a new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $148 a month. How about a 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month? If you want to step it up, you can also lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters, any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you a new ride for the new year. Check out their deals and massive inventory at dealsindeed.com. And Dr. Roche, who helped me out on Monday, and I'm quite thankful for it.
Oh, I know.
Did you get the new emails from him?
I did, yeah. They're really super excited about this new procedure, although I don't know whether they want us to sort of reveal it yet, but there's something coming out that's... It's really going to blow everything else out of the water. But St. Patrick's Day, not about green beer and shamrocks at Dr. Roach's office. They're anticipating summer with BBL to erase last year's sun damage. Fine lines.
You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
Skin discoloration. It'll come out. BBL evens everything out and it gives you a brand new spring face. 3 treatments of Photorev and 3 treatments of corrective BBL. There's a Dr. Roche March special, $23.25 regularly, so just $1,200 for all 6 treatments, which is really great because you do go out of there with a whole new look. And 3 Diva treatments, $38.50 plus a free G-spot, a $1,200 value. Yeah. That's at the offices of Dr. Roche. Also, breast augmentation, $500 off in the month of March, and they are super excited about this new thing we'll be hearing about very soon. And
what a tease.
There was a Drew and Mike listener in their parking lot when I was there yesterday with a sticker wearing Drew and Mike listener.
Cool.
I don't know who it was.
Well, he rules.
But they were hanging the Drew Mike colors, so I thought that was pretty cool.
They're probably getting
Morpheus.
Morpheus 8, yeah. I'm going for that. Totally great. It's one of those sort of radio frequency micro needling things, and it makes it all tighten up.
I'm just kidding. They were actually getting
big kitties.
You can get that too at the offices of Dr. Roche, DrRoche.com, or 248-338-1110.
One final thing. One final thing on Chris Matthews. Did you see who was trying to get that time slot for their show?
Who?
Brian Williams.
Wait, Brian Williams?
They went, no. You just stay at 11 o'clock where nobody knows that you're on.
You really can't.
He can't
move come
up.
Back
no,
from
he's
that?
He's been exiled I will to give him outside of prime time because he's a whopper teller.
I know he told a lot of whoppers, and he angered our dear friend in Red Bank.
Yolanda.
But he was a pretty good newsman.
Brian Williams is the best, yeah.
I think he's really good.
He's so good he told stories that were overly enhanced.
He broke his news on himself.
Yes, he did.
He broke his news on himself? About how he lied?
He was making stuff up.
His daughter's hot.
I and his daughter's
yeah,
life.
That's
She's
right.
been nude, right?
Oh, God, oh, yeah. Yeah.
She had her butt eaten out.
Yeah. Can't forget that one.
I don't think I've seen her in clothes.
That one dude motorboated that b-hole. It was a good scene. No, no, not at all. She really committed to that acting role by spreading
Chris
her chick
loved it.
Cheeks. I'm sure she got it bleached prior to.
I can't decide. I feel like I feel bad for defending Chris Matthews. I'm not really defending Chris Matthews. I just feel shitty.
Well, I want to know more about it.
I do, too. I want to know, is this real? Is he really someone undermining women? Is he somebody that tries to pick up chicks that come on his show?
Let's look at what we know. We know what she said happened. And I don't doubt that she couldn't do her job and she was affected, and that's great. I don't really think that's a fireable offense because I don't think he meant it the way she took it. Now, all the other clips, too, they were creepy. But when you're talking about 1 minute out of all the years he's been on TV, if this is all there is and you lose your job for that, that's pretty sad.
You could almost say the same thing about the John Oliver thing. How long has that guy been following his show?
No, I know.
Years. So he outros 250 times a year.
But that's harmless.
No, I know. And I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not ripping John Oliver at all. I'm just saying.
I thought it was funny until he was fired the next day or retired.
Don't you wonder if maybe there was a complaint before and they said, hey, Chris, look, this is NBC. We had the whole Lauer thing. Can you not do that anymore? And then he violated the new rule.
With Laura Bassett?
Yeah.
Except Laura Bassett thing had already happened. She just brought it back because he said that thing about Bernie Sanders. And that's why I felt like, well, that's not a good reason to name him. If you didn't feel he should be named in 2017, but you think he should now because you don't agree with what he said.
But here's the thing.
If she would have named him in
2017, this thing would have all died down. Why? Because in 2017, all the Me Too comments were coming out. All the Me Too, that was bad.
It was horrible.
If anything, he's lucky for having a job for two more years.
Well, no. Wouldn't he have sort of stood out compared to Harvey Weinstein and
people
all those other
said,
horrible people?
Yeah, but didn't everybody lose their job? Look at Mark Halperin. Nobody's heard boo out of that guy.
Well, he sounded like a dick.
Yeah, he's kind of a weenie.
But, you know, like James Franco, that was pretty bad stuff. Yeah. I mean, is he done? I don't think so.
No, he just filed another, his lawyers filed another briefing in L.A. today saying that he's a victim of Me Too hysteria.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hysteria, is it?
Yeah. Actually, it might have been the Me Too bandwagon, I think, is what he said.
Well, actually, James Franco, he's making his comeback because he is directing and starring in a new film with Timothy Hutton.
No!
Talk about bad timing.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Timothy Hutton.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit. Wow. Really? And Timothy Hutton was a star of the movie?
It's supposed to be coming out. When we talked about this yesterday with Timothy Hutton, because we don't, you know, Brandon and I don't really know. I don't think we've seen anything with Timothy Hutton.
No, I went through his entire
You could avoid the Timothy Hutton show on the AAA show.
But see,
I'm in
the middle here because I know who Timothy Hutton is. I've just never seen anything with him.
But you can err on the side of, you can err on the other side.
So we were going through with what he had, which he has a show out right, or did, until it was canceled.
On Fox, canceled overnight.
I had no idea. But he has a movie coming out, so we were looking at it, and then I go, oh, gee, look who directed and produced it.
Ah.
And it's James Franco.
Oh, my God.
Well, the story is horrible, and I have to admit, I read all I could read about it, and I believe the girl 100%.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And in my opinion, it makes it sound like he got away with raping someone. And not only that, a 14-year-old girl. And not only that, his friend piles in and throws his dick in her mouth multiple times. And the poor girl, the story was just horrible.
There's a really interesting part in there, though, about the friend who she doesn't name.
Yeah, what? No, why does the friend not get named? So the friend, because he doesn't make movies, he can go around putting his dick in 14-year-old girls' mouths.
Well, either I was speculating maybe she doesn't remember because he wasn't an actor. But then again, later it says that her boyfriend...
Was it Danny Masterson?
Reached out to that guy to get more money out of Hutton's.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
So she does know who it is.
Well, I don't know why he would be treated any differently.
Maybe
than
she thinks
Hutton.
Hutton's the ringleader. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know,
the fact that she went to the police first says a lot.
Was there any reason for him to need to come back in any way?
Hutton?
Timothy Hutton.
I never knew he was
here. A pretty solid career.
Really hot,
really.
Kind of a boring, you know, backstory.
Well, you know, Ordinary People. Didn't he win an Oscar for Ordinary People?
Yeah.
He was great. I mean, he was great in that movie. Taps. There were a few other movies that did well.
Brandon had a good callback yesterday. He's also the guy that started banging Nicolette Sheridan when Leif Garrett was off in Australia doing a piece of shit movie. Wasn't that him?
Yes.
Wasn't that him?
Oh, yeah, that was. Yeah.
That's a great callback, Brandon.
Yeah. Leif Garrett goes to his house. He pounds on the door. Where's my girlfriend? Timothy Hutton opens the door. Leif, what's up, dude? Come on in, bro.
That would have been around the time he raped the girl, too, right?
Asshole. Oh, yeah, would have been in that territory. Yes. I'm going to go back to the Leif Garrett book
that everyone hates
and find out.
All you do is talk about Leif Garrett.
Oh, my God.
The Brett Hume story, I thought, was pretty humorous, though, with his face in the photo.
Yeah.
Which really got lots of laughs today, basically, because it looks pretty sinister. It's just his regular face, but...
But he's got a tab open for Vinyl Vixens and a girl in
sexy
a vinyl bra and panties along with his face.
Yeah, he's trying to buy lingerie for his wife.
Humes.
And it's in a tab, right? So that couldn't be a pop-up.
Brett Hume?
No, he had it open.
Brett Hume.
He was shopping vinyl.
First of all, he's 76. Humes. And second of all, he's Brett Hume. I just didn't picture that happening
saying,
at all.
You're saying he can't run for president because he can't get hard?
Well, I wondered about that.
Yeah, but Kim Hume's got a knockout body. He wants to get
his wife.
Yeah,
Kim Hume, let me see Kim.
Yeah, he wants to slap some lingerie on that nice rack.
Wow, how much younger is Kim Hume?
Oh wow, man, he's plowing into her all the time.
Exactly. So he's buying her all this sweet lingerie, and he's having a hell of a time. And here we are making fun of him for it.
Wait, why do you
just lay really a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it? And you can say, you know. Sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know?
Is Brett Hume, how much trouble is he in? I don't even know.
I don't think he's in trouble. People just mocked him. They just made fun of him for it.
And what is this Vinyl Vixen site? What's on it? How creepy is it?
Oh, it's, it's like lingerie, but it's made out of vinyl. So for a particular fetish.
You know, why don't you get a flowery dress, put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
So he's getting hell because he basically went to sexdrive.com.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah. The thing is,
maybe he was going to buy some stuff for his wife.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. The problem is, when you're trying to throw out a political commentary...
No, I totally understand.
I bet you he did it on purpose, and he's getting paid by Vinyl Vixen, the website. There's probably promo code Brit.
I've never heard of Vinyl Vixen. Yeah, promo code would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
That'd be quite genius of him.
Yeah, I'd slap him in there.
He was specifically looking at the Vinyl Goddess halter bra.
It's nice. It's a good-looking bra.
Look like a total goddess in this Vinyl halter
bra. I do like that. That underwear looks really good on her.
Sure does, bro.
His biggest mistake was not using sexdrive.com.
Yeah.
Now, here's what fascinated me about the Timothy Hutton story is that somehow it seems like karma works in strange ways, and sometimes it doesn't work. But in Timothy Hutton's case, it came down to settling with this girl and discussions about how much to settle with her for. And they asked for a significant amount of money, over $1 million. And I feel like the minute Timothy Hutton's people are negotiating with her, for him to say that this was made of whole cloth, this was something she pulled me out of the sky and decided to extort money from me,
yep.
I cannot imagine why you don't call the FBI.
Yeah.
Why would you negotiate with her? Wouldn't that just be standard? And then the minute you call the FBI and this thing is made public and it says, well, she said this, he did this, but he called the FBI because he felt he was being extorted. Then I go, I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily jump as quickly as I might otherwise.
Do you negotiate if you're innocent? It's really the question.
Well, here's what happened. His settlement offer was $135,000, and it was considered low ball. And so she said, you know, fuck $135,000. I'd rather tell the story.
Is this after she went to the police, too, though?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think so.
I believe her.
Well, she did work on the movie. I mean, she did work on the movie. Yeah. I don't think that's in dispute, is it? She was 14 years old. I don't know. I don't know. What does a 14-year-old do on a movie?
Maybe.
Daughter.
Is she related to somebody else working on the movie?
I don't know.
And she had a friend who remembered the story, too, and said he led her away for what she thought was going to be sex.
So weird.
I know, and that just really creeped me out. And if Timothy Hutton has turned things around, well, he still was never punished for what he did then. And what he did then was, I mean, that's pretty bad. He's 23 years old.
Did you know that the statute of limitation or the age of consent in Canada is 14?
No, I didn't.
At that time, it was 14.
Time, yeah.
It's 16 now. But
I don't even care. I just think it's so creepy.
I'm just saying that's consent. I mean, he still could have raped somebody if it wasn't, you know.
Well, she said it was rape. But that's she said she didn't want it.
Yeah.
In quite a few different ways. I don't know. This whole thing of, you know, the 16-year-old and her 24-year-old boyfriend or the... I just hate that. That's just wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think most people know that.
Can't wait a few years.
It's just, if you're 24, you shouldn't be hitting on a 16-year-old. Now, this one was really out of left field. And it just says a lot. That Britney Spears' son, Jaden Federline.
Oh, boy.
Wait, it's not Jaden James Federline anymore?
Oh, maybe it is Jaden James. He's 13 years old, so he's good to go on Instagram. And he wants to get 5,000 followers. So he says, if I get 5,000 followers, then all this stuff will come out. I'll tell the whole story about my mom if I get 5,000 followers on my Instagram.
The whole story?
What story does he know?
Who knows?
Story of being locked in the bathroom with Britney?
No, he doesn't know that. He was 6 months old or something.
The story of her shaving her head or...
He was just born.
The story of how many hot chicks his dad nails?
His dad, who he says is literally Jesus.
Literally
Jesus.
What a moron.
And, you know, there's so many things that annoy me about this. First of all, 13-year-olds, this is why they shouldn't be on Instagram. He's saying he's going to spill stuff on his mother, who is so, I mean, she is not an adult human being. She cannot handle her own affairs.
I think Jesus might have put him up to this, do you think?
K-Fed? Well, in the video that we'll listen to in a minute, it kind of sounds like K-Fed doesn't care.
Hmm. Oh, is KFA? Do we have the post just in and of itself?
Yeah, it's okay. It's edited because there's like a lot of long silences. But this is
what a content creator.
This is
James
a minute and a half of him basically answering questions from Instagram.
Yeah, he's live on Instagram, yeah. Which is even dumber.
Are you seeing new music soon? Have you heard it? Actually, I haven't seen her doing a lot of music at all.
She hasn't done music in 20 years.
To Vegas.
I don't think that. I don't know, dude. Actually, I don't even know.
I feel like I'm watching Chaotic.
I asked her, Mom, what happened to your music? And she was like, I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it. I'm like, what? What are you saying? Like, do you know how much bank you make off of that?
What?
Like,
how much bank you make off of
it? Is your grandpa a jerk? Yeah, he's a pretty big dick. He's pretty fucking.
Okay, pause.
Shit.
He's calling his grandfather a dick.
Oh, the
Jamie Spears,
yeah.
Who, by the way, it doesn't sound like managing her affairs is all that much fun to me.
Oh, God, no.
He has to, you know, he has had to be present for every interaction she has with these two boys. The two boys got into an argument, and the 13-year-old said something that the 14-year-old was so upset about, he had to lock himself into a room. And I guess after a couple hours, he refused to come out. And so Jamie Spears broke into the room.
Oh, I remember that story.
And shook him. And for shaking him.
Leave me alone.
Okay, and this is so commonplace. He goes to Kevin. He shook me. My brother said something so mean I had to lock myself. He's 14.
Yeah.
14 years old. I had to lock myself in the room. I didn't want to come out. And he broke the door down to my safe space.
How about you, sweetheart?
I had safe space and he broke the door down. And then
they broke the closet door.
He shook me.
Aww. He shook him. So for that, Jamie Spears. Grandpa doesn't get away with that.
I broke the door in my mom's room.
I thought there were some pretty good questions on this Instagram.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
And I want to hear him, but I just wanted to follow up and say that Jamie Spears, for this sin, this horrible lapse in judgment, he is not to go near either boy for 3 years.
Really?
Except when Brittany has custody. For him to be there, there has to be another adult who is approved by Kevin Federline because he shook the 14-year-old.
Why doesn't he just bail totally? Why does he need all of that?
Get paid?
He does get paid. I think he makes $520,000 a year for this.
All right,
this.
So he doesn't need
that's
it anymore.
That's what the judge decided
to pay. That's all for a year? Jeez.
$520,000.
For that handful?
No, I don't. Does he really need the money? I don't know. Lynn Spears, isn't Britney estranged from her
mother? I don't know. Somebody should ask Jaden.
Well, my big question here
I think
is,
she is.
Why do they allow him to say the F word and a couple other things, but they bleep something? I'm wondering what that was.
Oh, he said gay. He said he's gay as shit or something.
Oh, and they bleeped that?
Yeah, and get this. This is what, oh my God, there's so many elements to this.
Did he enjoy being from the East Coast, West Virginia?
Gay fucking
gay
shit.
Fucking shit.
Okay.
That's Jaden.
First of all, TMZ television show led with the story. This is the lead
story
on TMZ. Jaden Spears, Jaden Federline was live on Instagram, and here's what happened. Oh. And Harvey's talking about the fact that, you know, well, he's trying to get to 5,000 followers, but he didn't get there. Apparently, he's got 2,800 or something. And Harvey said something like, well, making homophobic remarks isn't going to help. So Harvey called a 13-year-old homophobic.
I mean,
honestly,
fucking shit.
How fucking stupid is this? How
it's
fucking
really
stupid? Anyway, play the rest of it.
Bank you make off of that?
It's so dumb, I want to hear it.
Is your grandpa a jerk? Yeah, he's a pretty big dick. He's pretty fucking as shit. You can go die.
Great technique here.
Are you going to visit your mom?
He can
mom,
go
Brittany?
Die.
I'm gonna visit her in like a couple of weeks because I'm with my dad right now.
Yeah, bro. My mom's pretty legendary.
Oh, he's got sunglasses on. I didn't know that.
About your mom.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I don't care. It's fine.
Boring.
Favorite song?
Oh, he's so cool.
It's either Hit Me Baby One More Time or Toxic.
Are we getting in trouble for doing this? No. I mean, my dad doesn't care. I have the best dad ever.
Your dad doesn't care that you call your grandfather gay. That's nice. And a dick.
Jesus. My dad doesn't care. I have the best dad ever.
That's literally Jesus.
It's literally Jesus.
I should be back in school.
And now, he did get in trouble because they pulled his Instagram account.
Who pulled it? K-Fed?
Somebody did.
K-Fed didn't.
It got shut down.
First homophobic remarks.
Wow. What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show.
How dare you?
That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
Awesome.
Yeah, he says that anyway. He'll tell you guys the whole story about my mom if I get the 5,000 followers. And he says, that stuff will come out way in the future when I get really popular.
he's going to be an influencer soon.
I mean,
no more.
This kid, because his mother is this make-believe pop star, he thinks that he's doing a Q&A. The 14-year-old son, okay, remember that his DNA is a combination of Kevin Federline and Britney Spears, and he thinks that everyone wants to hear him in a Q&A. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Should we call K-Fed? We've got his number. That was K-Fed.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
There's the Hall Financial Hotline.
You want to cue up Popo Zhao?
Spiraling up.
Yeah, I want to hear that again.
Hey, interest rates are down 0.5 point. Whoa. So if you're paying more than 4%, and you might want to even say, are you paying more than 3.7? I don't know. I would think that number's moved down. If you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, you need to talk to Hall Financial, where they have almost 1,200 five-star reviews, And they've been getting these done fast. If you think, oh, God, it's going to take a couple months. You'd be such a hassle. Well, that's what Hall Financial does so well. You'll be working with just one person, maybe two, and they get it done fast. They are organized. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call David Hall Mortgage at 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number
1467435. Oh, yeah.
Kevin?
K-Fed. Hi, Kev. Is this Shar?
Hello?
Shar, is Kevin there?
No, we don't have a Kevin here.
Okay, how about K-Fed?
No, neither.
Did you just get a new phone number? Because he told me to call this number.
Hello? This is the body shop, so no.
Oh, it's the body shop. Okay. Well,
wait, what's the name of this body shop? This doesn't seem right.
Is Jaden there?
Yeah, we'll give you a plug.
It's not a body shop. If there was a body shop, she would have plugged it.
And she would have answered that it was a body shop.
Liars.
Popo's out body shop.
Okay.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
How come the first time we called that number, remember, what did he answer? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
He didn't answer it was a body shop.
Maybe Chuck E. Cheese morphed into a body shop.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese closed down.
Liar!
I was watching with the death of James Lipton. He was on Late Night with Conan years ago and read the lyrics to Popo's Out. Conan used to have him on all the time to just read stupid things. And, of course, nothing fit the bill better than Popo's Out.
Wow.
Did you guys see Whitney is going to be a hologram in Vegas?
Oh, no.
Why? Oh, Whitney's going on tour?
She's going to do the, starting off in Vegas doing the Whitney Houston hologram tour. It's getting a bit of flack.
That'll bomb.
How much are tickets?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you make a hologram all sweaty?
they
right?
Say,
doesn't she have to be super sweaty? Wasn't that?
They yeah
that her thing.
They showed like a little clip of it, and they show her like she's not a great dancer. And
no, she was a really good singer, and that's about it.
The Sklar Brothers were on David Spade, and they're like, don't you think they would make like her 50 feet tall and laser shooting out of her eyes and be able to do backflips and stuff like that? If they're gonna make a holocaust or a
waste of technology
hologram,
what would it take? Who would it be that you would actually go see a hologram show?
I don't think there's anyone I would go see in a hologram show. I really don't.
The only one I can think of is if for what, and they would never do this, but if they made a hologram of MCA.
Oh, tickets start at $39.
And did it with the other two.
Well, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Beastie Boys.
That I would go.
You know what's weird, though, is when the hologram is a lot younger than the people performing.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it'd be weird. A ton of coronavirus news coming out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news?
An LAX medical screener tested positive. So someone working at the airport. But here's my favorite one. In New Hampshire, their first coronavirus patient has been identified, and he was told to, stay in and quarantine himself. But he didn't. He went to an event.
Of course.
Yeah. Like I said, self-quarantining, no.
Not going to work.
Doesn't work.
Trying to
see. Does not work.
He is an employee at the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center.
Oh, so he's a medical professional who knows better. Did it on purpose.
I'm trying to see where he actually went.
Should we roll this nightly news story? Because it's showing how it spreads, which is kind of fascinating. When they find a person like this, it's like, oh, he went out to an event? Yeah. And who did he come in contact with? And who did they come in contact with? I mean, this is a really difficult.
It's a nightmare.
Well, North,
yeah, for the medical people.
North Carolina has their first patient, too. And guess where they got it from? That nursing home in Washington, which
isn't
means,
that, I mean, isn't it just crazy?
Which means they were on a plane.
I know, but you just wouldn't think that they'd get it from that damn nursing home in Washington, because those people don't go places. But
this
people,
is their new homes.
Yeah.
People go visit them, and then people go places. And, what do you know?
We start with Miguel Almaguer.
Tonight in Los Angeles, a local emergency as 6 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed and now a startling warning shaking the region of 10 million people.
Use verbal salutations in place of handshakes and hugs. And whenever possible, try to keep 6 feet between you and other people that you don't know at large events.
Among those infected in L.A., a federal contract employee brought in last month to help screen international travelers at LAX who may have exposed passengers while working without symptoms. Three others, also sick, recently traveled to Italy, where a growing outbreak has killed more than 100, shuttering all schools through mid-March. Here at home, growing concern the virus could quickly impact vulnerable homeless populations in cities across the country. The 11th fatality announced today, the first in California. An elderly passenger on a cruise ship from San Francisco to Mexico. There are now more than 150 cases in a growing number of states.
It's a little shocking because like, it's hitting close to home.
It comes as authorities in the nation's largest city track a new cluster of illnesses. A New York City lawyer is hospitalized, his wife, daughter, and son testing positive.
That
a family friend
ASAP.
Who he spent time with is also positive, as are his wife and three children. Officials also announcing the neighbor who drove the lawyer to the hospital has the virus. The neighbor's children are being tested.
Oh,
the governor says no need to panic.
And who are the neighbor's children around?
Coronavirus,
I mean, did they go to school?
Epidemic. We have a bigger problem, which is a fear pandemic. And the anxiety here is outpacing reality of the situation.
But a different message near Seattle, where many of the deaths are connected to this nursing home. Officials are now urging anyone over 60, people with underlying health issues, and pregnant women to stay home if possible.
So if you're 60, you don't have to worry?
Because
I'm not over 60.
No, you're not over 60.
Balancing caution and fear.
Doctors say
that
the virus
dying
is spreading
ASAP.
In droplets when someone coughs or sneezes. The reason behind that 6 feet of distance, but Lester, actually implementing that in a city like this one will be difficult.
You know, that's how the plague started back in the day. It's from a little disgusting bird bath in someone's backyard that rats made sex to birds in it and created a whole new type of AIDS.
They gave a different number today, and I was glad to see they gave this number. They were talking about the 95,000 cases. But they said 51,000 have recovered. It's over.
Right.
Yeah. Done.
Except, you can get it again.
Oh, stop.
Well, just saying, though, I mean, they recovered, and there's about the rest of them are pretty much in quarantine and recovering. Those are the ones that they know of. But
yeah,
then you
so
have
many
the
we don't know about.
3,200 that are dead, and it turns out the death rate is higher than they initially felt was around 2%, they're saying now maybe around 3.5%.
Yeah. Still think there's too much panic. You got 11 people that have died in the U.S. 11! Three times that amount died in a tornado yesterday.
Yeah, but we prepare for tornadoes, don't we?
Well, no.
Don't we have a system to see when they're coming
and the
sirens?
System, the systems are working and they'll make mistakes.
They are preparing for it, Mark. I just don't think this hysteria does
the CDC.
Good.
Brandon's not washing no hands.
No, screw that.
The CDC will do a good job. They've made some mistakes, and every time there's a just the most minor mistake, you're going to hear about it. But generally speaking, you know, we've got some pretty sharp people over here. In fact, I've read in multiple places that the U.S. is as prepared as anywhere, more prepared than anywhere.
Yeah, Mark.
Unless it comes to testing kits.
So.
Well, as I said, you know, they're going to fuck up. There are going to be mistakes. In fact, didn't they have some tests that weren't the proper test that people took? Mm-hmm. And there's some lady that said she got off a plane from somewhere and she called the CDC and they said, no, don't worry. And she had just come back from Italy. Yeah. It's like, okay, so one person talked to an idiot at the CDC. I mean, shit happens.
Was it really the CDC or was it like, you know, CDC?
I kind of wondered if I believed that too. Yeah. So, and first of all, if you're coming back from Italy, of course you get tested, you dumb bitch. Just get tested. Why are you calling the CDC? They don't have enough to deal with without you fucking calling them.
You should get tested, bro.
So part of the radio show prep today was, here are the different songs with 20-second choruses you can wash your hands to. The idea being that you listen to these songs and wash your hands along with the chorus.
Wait, there's a prep service that's recommending this as a discussion point to make your show more entertaining.
Yeah, content.
Okay. And what are the choruses? I'll bite.
Horse to landslide? Is what? Raspberry Beret. Raspberry Beret. That's the only one I thought was went off.
Well, they tell you to do Happy Birthday because everyone knows that song.
Yeah. Jolene by Dolly Parton. Africa by Toto.
So you're going to wait for the chorus of the song, and then you're going to start washing your hands.
That seems feasible.
I think that's...
I'm watching for the whole chorus.
Who is the idiot? Whose service is this?
This is Dr. Dave's Ultimate Prep.
So that's so
do you pay for this?
I don't.
iHeart pays for it?
Yeah, it's one of our prep services.
Dr. Dave.
I thought iHeart was watching their dollars and cents.
I think this came... I think they took it from Twitter.
I think I'd pay a talent fee before I'd pay Dr. Dave's...
I think this came from Twitter originally, and they just picked it up.
Okay.
Right.
I don't think they're working too hard.
Can I tell you the best thing that I think the coronavirus has brought out in the entire world?
What?
Crystal is hard at work on high finance, but possibly away from her desk. Porn is coming soon.
What,
Crystal,
cool?
Get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Coronavirus porn?
Oh, oh, oh.
You're not going to tell
Crystal,
me this.
There's some porn coming. Hey, Crystal, heads up. Spill it.
Oh, yeah.
What is the idea that two people have the coronavirus, so they might as well screw because they both have it anyway?
They have to stay in quarantine together? That's
yeah,
that the
problem? That.
Well, now you're talking multiple different scripts. But rule 34, the 34th rule of the internet is... If it exists, there's porn. And yes, there is several coronavirus porn categories popping up all over our good places like, I don't know, Pornhub.
Oh, nice.
RedTube. Here's one that I found was a great
all right.
Yeah, great actors.
And everybody's been warned. She's not only porn.
Daddy,
I'm
home.
Coronavirus porn. She's Asian.
She wore that outfit out.
Wait, don't you move a foot closer. Have you not heard of COVID-19?
He's wearing a mask.
You mean the coronavirus all the way over in China? I think I'll be fine. It's like a little flu.
Yeah, brain.
I have a doctor's mask in my car anyway. Just fuck me.
It's not just a flu, and that mask isn't even protecting you.
Yeah. So that's the big
what happens?
I don't know. Like, the video...
they're both wearing masks
in bed. So they just had a teaser clip for it?
No, it just cut out on me.
Oh.
There's probably too many people watching this.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, what's topical?
I was at the gym last night. I thought the place would be absolutely abandoned.
I would too.
That's a petri dish, man.
I know. It was. There were masses of people there. There were more people than I'd ever seen there. It seems like they were thinking that maybe if I work out, I won't get it. But then they're bringing everybody together, and they ran out of all
I'd rather go on a cruise.
Sanitary wipes.
Says United Airlines is slashing flights, by the way.
With this coronavirus.
Not surprised.
Daddy, I don't have time for this. My pussy is, like, so wet. I need to get dicked on right now.
Yeah.
I'm horny, too.
Ooh, la, la.
Okay, but I want no accidents. We're using protection.
Daddy, I hate condoms.
I'm not talking about condoms.
Nice.
Wait, he doesn't know that the masks don't help you from getting the coronavirus?
So he centrally puts the mask over her face. Take a breath.
I think she's coming around to the idea. Oh, she shakes her head. She's not happy.
And then we fast forward 2 minutes.
Nice woman. I like her, actually.
And they're banging.
Wow. And this song is part of the soundtrack?
Yeah, yeah. They got
the rights to...
They did.
Really?
No way.
I'm surprised.
This might be a deleted scene from Top Gun 2.
And now, you know that other scene you sent in the story?
Let's see,
The audio was pretty good on this. They spent some time on this. Well, there's about 40 seconds left, because that's where it gets interesting.
About 40 seconds left?
About 45 seconds. Got a guy in a hazmat suit, and he's in some area. I don't know what he's looking for. People with coronavirus, I guess.
This one's a real thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into a girl.
She obviously has coronavirus because she's looking very ill, very sick. But
how are you doing?
She can still perform fellatio.
Oh.
And so
I thought there were respiratory
issues. Communicating with people on the outside. You'll hear.
Can't he get it? Oh, it's POV. That's why. So you're supposed to pretend you have coronavirus.
He's got a mask on.
It's so bad having COVID-19.
Wait, Brandon, this isn't the movie that I was watching.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, wow. There's so many of these.
The other one was, it was in the story you sent me.
Okay.
Remember that's in your prep?
I think Jim actually found that one.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, huh?
Well, it was really hardly would stand up to those two in terms of being explicit. I just thought the audio was good. For those who are listening, which is everyone.
I can tell this is going to be fun.
Coronavirus porn. Of course there is.
You know what?
I can't believe in Italy they actually said we're playing soccer in front of no fans.
And you know, March Madness. What is March Madness going to do?
Oh, they're playing in front of fans.
Because March Madness, okay, the athletes aren't paid. They're student athletes.
They have to.
They're not paid. Mm-hmm. Their education comes before anything else.
Yep.
And their health certainly comes before anything because they're student athletes.
I think it's more likely they would have classes canceled than have empty arenas for the tournament.
Well, as far as the arenas, the students, they're not going to make any money, so they're going to make the same amount of money whether the arena's full. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. All the other people, all the grown-ups make all that money off those athletes' backs. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that TV deal that pays all those people in the athletic department all that money. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
They'd still televise it, even though no one's there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Trudy, the TV deal is worth billions.
I televise a game with no audio. What, they don't go to the stands or...
They do it all the time. I mean, women's sports are televised.
Oh, well, that's true. Then they
They don't show much of the stands. They'll just show the announcers.
They're going to hire the whole WNBA staff to run that game to make sure they don't show the stands.
TV team.
If there's anything I really found personally interesting about this, it's the fact that I think this is a way to make the trapdoor departure more reasonable, more acceptable. Because, you know, I always get shit when I disappear from an event without saying goodbye to everybody. But when you say goodbye to everybody, you know how long it takes, and you have to hug people and get a kiss and, you know.
Goodbye.
And I feel like the hellos and goodbyes just take so much. There's so much hugging and touching and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't understand these families who, you know, they all said goodbye and, you know, and all hugged and kissed the night before, and then the next day they have lunch and they have to all hug and all that. I mean, isn't that all that touching kind of crazy?
Yeah. A bit.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So I don't know. Just see, maybe this is a chance to maybe shouldn't they be advising us to let's get rid of the hellos and goodbyes? If you're meeting a group, you don't need to do the hello thing. Just show up and blend in.
Right.
And when you say goodbye, if you want a trapdoor, that's fine too. Because we don't want you all hugging each other and getting in each other's space.
If you want to get out of anything, just start coughing.
Oh, that's perfect.
And sweating.
Trump said he hasn't touched his face in weeks.
Okay.
He did. Really? I swear to God, he said that to him. He said, I miss it.
Wait.
He misses his own face.
Come on. Someone's going to put together tons of video of him touching his face.
There was one.
They had a picture of him touching his face.
Oh, jeez.
Mike Pence was at an event, and he shook everybody's hands. Oh. And then after he left, someone goes, oh, yeah, that one guy, his family's in quarantine.
Oh, that he shook hands with?
Yes.
Can you get it from shaking hands?
Is well, that, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
If someone coughs in their hands and shakes your hand and then you put it in your mouth.
Yeah,
that's how a lot of illnesses are spread.
They were showing Bloomberg.
So they want you to wash your hands, man.
They should be doing differently since you think it is safe to fly and get on an airline.
The head of American Airlines or United Airlines. Maybe Dr. Burks.
Well, we're always saying the common sense of washing your hands, not touching your face. Ensuring that if you've touched anything, you go and wash your hands again. 20 seconds with soap. Hand sanitizers also work. But I think I was very reassured to hear the airlines talk about their cleaning procedures and their three levels of cleaning procedures, because I think that will be reassuring to the American public.
And I haven't touched my face in weeks. In weeks.
Mr. President.
I miss it.
Oh, he's joking.
Of course he's kidding.
Oh, boy.
You saw Bloomberg, obviously. There was a
licking his fingers.
Bay line licking his fingers.
And then he goes in and grabs another one. Oh, man. That was gross, actually. That was just gross.
Fingers on the coffee, you know, like the carton of coffee.
I know. Bloomberg, could you ruin yourself even more? Is there any way he can make himself come out worse?
He's the grossest billionaire.
Regardless of coronavirus, it's just disgusting anyway.
It was.
Get out of here.
I know, he's licking all his fingers. Ugh. Oh, God. Napkin, Bloomberg?
Mini Mike. That's the only thing he got.
I know. And you know what? I saw him with, it wasn't his girlfriend. It was another female, I think it was somebody well known, but he was next to her. Was like, oh my God, is he short?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
5'4", isn't he? 5'4", 5'5"?
There's a guy in 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days who's, this is so stupid. What do they call him? Big Mike, I think. Anyway, he's 54 and he's fallen madly in love. And this girl's fallen madly in love with him. And she's from, I don't remember where, somewhere far, far away. She's only 23. And she's gorgeous.
Nice.
And Big Mike, Big Mike's pretty big. Pretty heavy. And he's also 4'11".
Wow.
Whoa, yeah, really?
And she's only 5'2".
That dude's dying ASAP.
She's 5'2". And they just showed a clip of, you know, of when they met at the airport. And he's like, so, what do you think? And she's like, ugh.
Just turn around and get back on the plane.
No. But he sends her $5,000 in gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And spent even more on the postage.
And wasn't that like half down? Didn't he give her something else? I thought you told us this.
No, this is kind of new.
She could have turned around and gone back.
No, I don't think she did. Because her sister needs money from him to keep her store open.
What store? Let's call it.
I think it's her, actually.
Call her store.
Asking as her sister.
I think it's Big Ed.
Oh, Big Ed. Yeah, Big Ed.
Does she have to do him?
That guy?
She's going to have to do him.
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my. He's so sweaty.
You should see the girl. The girl's so hot. I mean, this is what makes me think this 90-day thing is
pretty
cool.
You know why?
If you can meet a beautiful young 23-year-old and you're a slob like him.
He has no neck.
Oh, my goodness.
He's very compressed.
This chick is in
love with him. He's got coronavirus. He's sweating so much.
They have talked every day for, I think, close to a year. Ugh. And they have so much in common. They're in love.
Does he have a sexy voice or something?
That dude's dying ASAP.
He's just a wonderful
man.
You want
to hear the sexy voice? Here we go.
Check him out.
What is all this? So I have a ton of stuff for her son, Prince. I have candy, toothpaste.
Candy's not
going to
make
it. I'm bringing toys.
How old is he?
Prince is 4.
Okay.
I think he calls Big Ed Dad.
You're going to be 64. You'll be 14. He's not even out of the house yet. And what's the plan there? Like... Well, when I start drooling, he's going to give me a paper towel, I guess.
But seriously, like, does she want more kids? Did she tell you that or not?
Well, she already wants another child. She wants a girl. And
Ed's friend's a little skeptical about the relationship.
I don't want to tell her this, but I want to get, like, nipped.
Okay.
See your picture in the background?
I have been keeping a few things from Rose. One is my height. I'm 4'11", not 5'2". There's another thing, and that is I don't want any more kids.
That's the other thing?
I want to get a vasectomy, but I don't want to tell her.
Okay. Can you pause it for a sec? I mean, if you're saying you're 5'2", is 4'11" going to make that big a difference?
Well, it's shorter than her.
Well, how tall is she?
5'2".
Oh.
Going to take on a 4-year-old kid, but then to have... You know, another child on top of that.
Look at her in the background. It's just overwhelming. Oh, she is. Oh, my God.
I'm at a place in my life where I've raised my daughter. She's 29, and I'm 54.
She's daughter's kind of cute.
Prince, daughter's really cute.
I'm not ready to have more kids. I don't know how to tell her. I don't want to break her heart.
So you're saying as soon as she saw him, she was like, oh, boy.
She had a hard time.
Hard, no matter how much he tries.
She had a hard time. Getting any excitement up, put it that way.
Oh,
so, yeah,
I
Big
feel
Ed.
Bad. He seems like a nice guy.
What a beautiful world it is where a gorgeous 23-year-old, look at her in the background there, look at her, can fall madly in love with his 54-year-old fire hydrant.
Wow.
It's, boy.
Mark, does he kind of look like
it's
Jake Chapman
world.
If Jake got squished in a trash compactor?
Yes, he does. And then they added 100 pounds.
I'm telling Jake you guys said that.
I love
you
Jake.
You guys, he
does,
said it.
He does great with the ladies, so he won't care.
He's got a man
Well,
body.
So does Ed.
Yeah.
Ed kills
Maybe he's related
he's got
to him.
A 23-year-old. You know, I just was reminded that we have not checked in on Harvey Weinstein, who apparently, the most amazing thing, medically speaking, he is, you know, he's struggling a little bit. He's got the walker.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got a wheelchair now.
Well, he had a walker. He was sometimes not even using the walker. And then as soon as the jury said the word guilty, all of a sudden, his health went so far south that he's been in the hospital. How long's it been now? It's been like 10 days, hasn't it?
Ever since
long,
he was
long
guilty.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, and then we see that his room looks like Furniture Warehouse. There's all these comfortable chairs and couches. And I mean, honestly, it looks
he's
like a penthouse.
He's having a blast. He's just having a grand old time.
Well, and they said he gets stir crazy when he has nothing to do. They have to entertain him better.
And there's no cops in the room. It's just Harvey handcuffs. Weinstein and
handcuffs.
How many women do you think he sexually assaulted while being in the hospital?
Who knows? There's no cops around. But we called the hospital the other day, and they were not. It wasn't communication wasn't perfect.
It was lacking.
Let's try again and see if we get a better result.
Sick and tired of the things that you do. I am so sick and tired. I am done with this situation.
For calling Bellevue Hospital Center, please press 1 for English. Thank you for calling Bellevue Hospital Center. If this is an actual emergency, please hang up and call 911 or go to the nearest hospital emergency room. If you are calling to make a clinic appointment in our clinic appointment center, please press 1. If you are a family member trying to get information on a patient, please press 2.
Press pew?
2.
Press pew.
Thank you for calling Bellevue Hospital Patient Information
Services.
Maybe
he's using his mom's maiden
name. Please wait while your call is being transferred. Government services, dial 311 or visit NYC.
It must be such a joy calling.
This is New York City Public Advocate.
I hope he gets coronavirus while he's in the hospital.
There are over 1 million public school students, and many of these children face a wide range of occupational, speech, developmental, and physical
I couldn't believe the person that answered last could hardly communicate.
And if you think your child
well, there's a theory on that, on the boner line, and we'll play that later.
Oh, we have a boner line today?
Yeah. Short one. Little chub.
Special education hotline at 718-932-007, or please call
311. Oh, boy.
Well, I guess this call's over.
Hello, this is City Controller Scott Stringer.
Oh my God, they all have to like.
Watchdog.
Oh, so they got ads on this? Wonder what these people pay for these ads.
Do you know of wasteful city spend? Pick up the fucking phone, help me. Pick up the fucking phone, my office. Pick up the fucking phone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Did you see the post by somebody who wanted to know who that guy that sounds like Emilio Estevez that says, "Hello." I don't want him coming out on stage unless he's hard. I don't know who it was. It's Emilio Estevez. Yes. Ma'am? Hello? Hello? Hello, ma'am?
This is Michael Carey.
Oh!
She put you on.
What the?
What?
At CECM.
Oh, are you kidding me?
On your street.
Was I that far behind her?
Coming out on stage unless he's hard.
It's Emilio Estevez in the movie Rated X about the Mitchell brothers.
Oh.
I thought it was a good movie.
I've never seen that.
They ran.
I've seen a couple of Emilio's movies.
Hello? Yellow?
Hi, I'm Allison Panisi.
I love all these people, by the way, you have to leave the outgoing message because there's somebody important.
Oh, yeah.
How rude to, like, say hello for a second and then put you back on hold.
Especially when you're waiting this long. Emilio and Charlie play the Mitchell brothers, who were these famous guys that fought the courts. Hello?
Damn it.
They fought the courts on obscenity laws. They had this famous strip club in San Francisco that a lot of celebrities went to.
Oh, okay.
Big, big joint. I think they branched out. They were big time.
This is Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
Oh, another one?
You want to call back, Brandon?
That makes total sense, then.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny because they both were bald, and so Charlie's head is shaved, and I think Emilio's is too, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I thought they did a great job. In fact, I think the movie's really underrated.
I didn't know the bros ever did a movie together.
Yeah, they also did the Dirty Work. No, not Dirty Work. The garbage one.
Oh, yeah. Was it Men at Work?
Men at Work, yeah, where they were garbage men.
It's not a bad movie.
Well, what is happening? Where is Emilio Estevez?
Well, more importantly, where's Martin? Because
he's still on the beach.
Is he okay?
Remember he had to go to the beach?
He was stranded, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in late 70s. But I just mean, in terms of the entertainment world, there's so many people now that I find myself going, wait, where is so-and-so? Yeah,
oh, the new one was, I was watching a video. It was David Bowie and Arcade Fire playing together. Mm-hmm. And in the crowd was Heather Graham. I'm like, hey, I remember when Heather Graham was a person that we knew. What's happened to Heather Graham?
Remember, for more information.
She's still great.
She's like 40. She's not even that old.
I don't know. She just disappeared.
I haven't seen her since the Hangover movies.
This is New York City public advocate Letitia.
I saw this clip of Bowie singing I Got You Babe.
Oh, really?
With
no, really?
Yes, he was singing it with
Cher?
What's her name? Jagger's girlfriend who got into heroin and just became like street girl. Not Anita Pallenberg, but the other one. She was so hot.
Oh.
Marianne Faithful.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Please hold.
What the fuck? She just jumped in to say, please hold?
Yes.
This is City Controller Scott Springer.
I've had it with Scott Springer, by the way. And Marianne Faithful's dressed like a nun.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
And they both look so flippin' stoned. 212, no wait. Do you want to listen to it, Brandon? We'll carry on until, and you can just ask him to hang on for once. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to hang on. Just.
Babe. I've got you, babe. I've got you, babe.
What's this from?
I don't know. It's from 71, I think.
Pay the rent. Oh, my God. He might be stoned, but he sounds amazing.
He always sounds great. Spent.
Voice, yeah.
I guess that's so, we don't have a lot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we've got. Wow, babe. I've got you, babe. I've got you, babe.
After I was watching that other video of him, the Brit Awards, right after he died, they did Life on Mars, and yeah. Lord sang it. Remember, we were just talking, like, why not Lord?
That was this recent?
It's 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Yeah. Really good.
Was it?
You want to hear it?
Hello? I guess.
Oh. Well, no, you don't have to.
No.
Just twist your arm.
Help you, please.
What?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I have some important inside information about a patient of yours. Ma'am? Hello?
For the fourth time, how may I help you, please?
Okay, you have a patient there named Harvey Weinstein. He was found guilty of rape, and he was on his way to Rikers Island.
Nice service.
God forbid anyone would inquire about this rapist that you're protecting.
By the way.
Nice kissing his ass, lady.
By the way, for the fourth time, it's like, well, you tried to tell her three times already. In your ears.
Well, I guess this call's over.
She was mean.
He's got it made.
You okay, Brandon?
No.
Yeah, the other guy was at least patient enough to put up with us.
I'd rather talk to Dave Mason.
I'm sorry about
that. See, in the AAA show, you wouldn't have to talk to Dave Mason. Get your own advertisers directed at the youth market.
What would they be?
I don't know.
All pot shops.
All right.
And then bring them all our show. Oh, is this Lord?
Yeah, let me jump forward to where she's actually out there. They do like a... Yeah. I am Lord.
All I knew was the one song was okay. Everything else I heard from her, I didn't think was terribly good. The girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no. And her daddy has told her to go. Hunger Games, yeah, yeah, yeah. But her friend is nowhere to be seen.
You know, I guess she
walks. Who's singing with her?
I guess herself on an echo. To the sea
with the clear. I thought I heard two voices.
And she's hooked to the silver. Oh, setting. I'd love to have a voice.
Here. Mic setting, maybe. But the film is a saddening bore. For she's lived it 10 times or more.
It's such a great song. I think it's hard to ruin it.
Yeah.
This song's been covered by a lot of people, too. So, I don't know, I'm not real excited about it, but it's okay.
More Bowie is good Bowie, though. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Bowie's just terminally underrated.
I was telling Mark before the show that I was watching The Crown, you know, that stupid series about the Queen.
I was kind of interested in that, actually. Do you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. And they had Princess Margaret, you know, later on the second season when they're older, and she's driving along in her little car going to a palace meeting, listening to David Bowie on the BBC, listening to Starman, singing along.
She never did.
Driving along, la la la, woo.
How fucking cool is that?
I thought it was like early 70s? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when she and Charles were like teenagers. It was pretty cool because
Wait, who were teenagers?
She and Charles.
Wait, you know, Princess Margaret and Charles.
Oh, Anne, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Anne.
Oh, that's Princess
right,
Anne.
Margaret was, I forgot.
So Princess Anne was kind of hip?
Yeah, I mean, Anne was hip.
Because I would never believe Charles was hip.
Oh, God,
but
no.
Princess Anne, I guess I could believe it.
No, in fact, in that series, he's a complete like wimp, super soft. Who's that?
I don't know, I'm just looking for a bad cover now.
Landed.
I think this is Alma. Dance hall. Oh, shut up, lady.
Jeez.
There's a story. I was just watching the new news before I came down, and there's a police standoff in Warren. And this story had so many of the things that have been driving me nuts lately, all balled up into one story. You got the stalking ex-boyfriend, you know, and the girl's like, yeah, this guy won't leave me alone, and you know, everything happens to me. And he is waiting for her to get home because she's with her new boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And he shoots at her when she gets home. And I guess she and the new boyfriend, I think they got away. And somehow the police end up in a standoff with the ex-boyfriend, who is 25 years old. He's 25, but his rap sheet already has criminal sexual conduct, robbery, drug charges, and kidnapping.
Jesus.
Wouldn't you think this guy might be in jail? With all that, he's only 25.
That'd be a good spot for him.
He doesn't even spread him out.
Well, he's only 25.
You know, it's just like the guy that killed six people, you know, who killed himself at turn. He's dead, right, Kenyell Brown?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, murdered six people in the course of, what, a couple months. This guy, he couldn't be out more than a month with a new charge. You know, and it was possessing weapons he wasn't allowed to possess. It was drugs. It was DUI. It was everything.
Oh, yeah,
this guy was a total disaster.
His list was... you'd almost laugh if it wasn't so ridiculous and sad.
And then at that point, he's involved in four shootings. And incredible that four different shootings, the same guy, and they can't seem to find him, but they finally did. But six people are dead. So, I mean, that's a guy, in my opinion, who should have never been out. This guy obviously shouldn't. I'm so done with this guy. He's a menace. The world is not a better place when this man is free to roam the earth as he pleases. It's just not.
Okay.
But I bet you when they get him, because he missed his girlfriend, his ex, he won't get murder. If he got murder, you know he wouldn't get life.
Yeah.
He'd probably get 15, 20 years or something.
Really? You think?
Trudy, I see it all the time.
Sentence.
Murders and rapists and child molesters who, a few years, and then let's see what happens. Let's see how long they can go without doing it again.
It depends on what the argument about his life is.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we'll hear all about his tortured life and how hard he's had it and, you know, how she had it coming and, you know, on and on and on. But when you're 25 and you've already got criminal sexual conduct, kidnapping, robbery, and drug charges, I don't understand why you're out. I really don't. I mean, maybe he did them in the right order. He did the worst things first and the best things.
Yeah, he sounds like the kind of guy who would plan things out.
Oh, maybe he did the worst things when he was still when he was a juvenile.
I think these are adult offenses.
Oh, they're all adult.
I think so.
Okay. That's how I'd go about it.
Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, I'm really curious to see what happens when... Because I'm not sure if the standoff was still going. Can you check police standoff in Warren?
No, I thought it was over.
Is it over? Okay.
I thought so.
But I'm just thinking, you know,
attempted, you had to be on to the next thing.
Attempted murder or shooting into an open space or something like that.
Attempted murder, yeah, for sure.
It wasn't long ago I was reading about someone who did murder someone and they were charged with it. And they got a long prison term. But what was killing me was that before this happened, they had been arrested twice for shooting into an open space. And what they did was this guy just shot into a crowd. There was like a street fair in front of his apartment. And he just took a few pot shots.
Oh,
and he hit somebody in the foot. And they charged him with shooting in an open space, which is not I guess it wasn't a big deal. I think he went to jail for 6 months. And then he did it again. Not in the same place, too. He was somewhere else. He just shot into some open area. Maybe some guys playing basketball. Didn't hit anyone. So, hey, you know, he just shoots in open spaces. He's okay.
When did you last see the Warren standoff story?
It was on the new news.
The new news, okay. Because at 10 a.m., did you say that nobody was found inside?
You know, I don't even know. I thought he had gotten away.
They sent an officer robot, and there was no one inside the house. So they basically had an empty standoff.
Yeah, so I don't
so
think
he's
it's
still at large.
Yeah, it's not resolved.
Oh, geez.
But my feeling is when they do find him, and they will, that he'll get a few years because he missed her. If he'd hit her, then he'd be put away. So because he's a bad shot, he'll probably catch a break, and they'll charge him attempted murder, you know, sure. A few years, and we'll see how long you can go without doing it again, and then we'll put you away for that.
We will, yeah.
Hopefully you still have bad aim. And just these pieces of shit that just roam and go in and out and in and out. And, you know, you'll hear police say it, too. Oh, yeah, we picked that guy up so many times and, you know, just...
In, out, in out, three times.
There you go. Mm-hmm. In, out, in, out. Princess Andrew, we're learning more about his big moves.
Hell yeah.
There's a woman who came forward, I think it was last week, and said that, he tried to pick me up and he let me sit on the Queen's throne, you know, and so now a second woman has said that, oh yeah, he pulled that one with me.
Yeah, Caprice.
Caprice, beautiful model,
she is
gorgeous.
Smoking hot.
The and queen it didn't is, impress her.
The Queen is totally throwing that throne away, right?
Oh, he totally nailed her.
Can you throw the throne away?
No, he did not nail Caprice.
Really?
He did not. Listen to the story.
She turned him down.
She was, allegedly taken to the balcony outside his room, and she said she was invited to wave to imaginary crowds, which is another move of his. In fact, they called it another one of Andrew's signature moves. Yeah. Now, signature move, that means it's unique to him, right? Okay, but his mom is the queen. So as far as having access to Buckingham Palace, that signature move means that he only had to compete with two people to come up with that signature move, Prince Charles and Prince Edward.
Wow, that was a good move.
Can we really call that a signature move? Because Charles and Edward didn't come up with it?
It's his mom's move.
So Andrew
well,
dated...
Get used to it, because that's my main move.
Andrew, quote-unquote, dated Caprice in 2000.
Yeah,
this is when she was a hot model at the time.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's beautiful. She was 28, he was 40. And her friends said that she had no romantic interest in Andrew whatsoever. But she was interested in finding more out about the royal family and that her mother is a big royalty nut and fan.
That's just dumb.
No, it is really stupid. So anyway, she said that he took her to Buckingham Palace and she knows some decorative bowls, which she said, oh my God, those decorative bowls are so beautiful. And so he, quote unquote, let her steal it, which she gave to her mom, and she said her mom reveres it to this day.
The queen should demand that back.
Yeah. She should.
Send the yeoman's guards after that.
She's wearing gloves, by the way, for coronavirus.
I saw that.
This is what a tool Prince Andrew is. She said they went on platonic dates, as in no way I would put out for that guy.
He figured if he kept at it, though, yeah, right?
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tried.
I stopped after date. I just figured he totally nailed her.
No.
She said that she set him up with another lesser piece of ass, she didn't put it that way, I will, named Denise, who stayed in a relationship with him for 10 years. And
that ends well.
The way it was described was she said she was being linked with him, and so she, at that point, when she saw that in the media, she's like, it's over. I am ending this.
Ghosted
and she
him.
Said she ended the friendship. Now, I don't know if she flew in... to end it the way he did with Epstein, which is so cool that he flies to the United States and a friendship.
We have actual audio of her, by the way.
I think you are going to like my girlfriend.
That's her handing her off.
No, she did what he should have done with Epstein, is she wouldn't answer his calls anymore or take any of his messages.
No, she would not. She said there were no more conversations between them. Can you look up Denise Martell?
I can even call my girlfriend over for a little fun.
I'm already looking at her. She's smoking hot. His team photo is amazing.
Angie Everhart.
Bam, bam.
I know, doesn't that tell you so much about Angie Everhart?
Yeah.
Hey, I met her.
Stallone and...
Yeah, I know really. She banged Howard Stern.
When you?
Was that on one of your junkets, Trudy?
She was at the Demolition Derby where Clark said, let's not, you know, attack each other in the cars. And then he totally came after me.
What a move.
Quick side note, because I just want to quickly go through her team photo. because there's a lot of big, big names. So Seth Binzer, he's the...
Oh, yeah, he's Celebrity Rehab's what I know him best for.
Shifty Shell Shock.
He did have one big hit.
Shifty Shell, isn't that the...
Come, my lady.
Butterfly, sugar.
Oh, right.
Jack Crazy Nicholson. Town. Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, I'm going to bang you.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone. Anyway. He was in the operating room when she was getting her breast implants to tell them how big to make them.
I want them bigger. A little bit bigger.
Kevin Costner.
I've got to ask Dr. Roche if...
He's ever had anyone in
Stallone,
there?
Hey, Stallone's allowed.
That's,
Dr.
Roche
has dealt with plenty of pushy boyfriends and husbands
who that, you
want
know,
them bigger than the girl does.
You know, there's no way Stallone had scrubs on either. He had a Planet Hollywood jacket. He was just pointing, going,
smoke a cigar.
And that hat.
And she loves,
he ashed in her vagina.
Loves Royal Wiener because she also banged Prince Albert of Monaco.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, he gets a lot of pussy.
Howard Stern.
Did you ever heard banged Howard Stern?
Yeah, that was when he, after his divorce. Yeah, that was one of his conquests. Joe Pesci.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, Pesci?
And who's that on the end?
Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones.
From Orlando TV. Jones.
The 7-Up guy?
Yes, the 7-Up. Make 7-Up yours.
That's pretty sick. Prince
she must have been at a career low.
She's not picky.
Chad Stansbury and some dude named Carl Farrell. But
yeah, that's the guy since recently. She's not as hot.
But going back to Prince Andrew, dude, look at these chicks. Kylie Minogue.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Minogue got nailed by Prince Andrew.
Why were we talking about Kylie Minogue? Who was she nailed? Oh, Leif Garrett.
Garrett.
See, that book keeps on giving.
Yeah. It's all we talk about, though.
She also banged Pauly Shore. And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Pauly Shore.
And Michael Hutchins.
That's why she didn't listen to his podcast.
It wasn't Leif Garrett. It was Michael Hutchins. It's the Michael Hutchins doc.
Kravitz.
That's right.
And Prince Albert of Monaco.
Oh, God. Come on.
He looks like his own penis, doesn't he? Yeah,
Prince Albert of Monaco, he shows up in a lot of strange places. He sounds like he's a lot of fun.
He doesn't like, but I know what their move is you could be the next Princess Grace, and that's what sucks him in, all these hot chicks.
Prince Albert hates going to the bathroom because someone inevitably goes, hey, Prince Albert's in the can.
Yeah. Prince Albert has nailed Janice Dickinson, Catherine Elric, Marina Anasanosi.
Elric?
Kathy Lee Crosby, Catherine Oxenberg.
Ooh, Catherine Oxenberg of Nexium fame.
Who are we on again? Prince Albert.
I just quickly went to Prince Albert.
Brooke Shields?
Donna Rice!
Morgan Fairchild, Donna Rice, Deborah Moore, Nancy Stafford, I don't know who that is.
Man, who's the best?
Lisa Marie
player?
Presley.
Ooh. What?
Kim Alexis. He totally nailed Claudia Schiffer. Banged Kylie, like we
Hey,
said.
How close can you get Lisa Marie Presley to her dad?
Naomi Campbell, Tatum O'Neill.
Oh my God, it keeps going. Look
I know.
At this.
He's a Prince Higg. Of Monaco. Of course it's going to keep going.
Bo Derek.
Probably half of
with
his
her hair.
Look at these girls are all gorgeous. Princess.
And of course his current wife who's smoking.
He has to bang her.
You want to try to connect who and whom?
Lisa Marie Presley and Elvis.
With Elvis.
Okay.
It's not going to
It's going to be like 3
Not
going
to take
right?
long.
Wait. Is there a Jackson connection?
Look at Danny Q.
Could be.
They're separated by 5 romantic connections.
That's more than I would have thought.
So Elvis Presley stuffed Natalie Wood, Warren Beatty.
Natalie Wood, who was not big on
feminine hygiene.
Feminine hygiene was not.
Who slept with Janice Dickinson, who of course had sex with Prince Albert.
Oh my God!
Who banged Lisa?
So. They couldn't get closer than that. Wow.
Sorry.
Huh. Wait, Natalie Wood. Who's Elvis to Natalie Wood? Natalie Wood to
Natalie
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty
to
Janice Dickinson.
I think
Dickinson.
They chose the worst picture of Janice Dickinson they could find.
Not the crazy
way.
One.
She looked horrible on The Bachelor. Oh, my God. She was on The Bachelor about 2 months ago. She looked terrible.
Wait, is Michael Jackson not connected to her because she didn't have sex with him?
No, he's on there.
He's on there, but...
Why should he be? He can't be on there.
That's
he doesn't have sex with...
No, he is not.
They probably didn't consummate that.
Adult no women.
I'll bet you they did.
Unless, you know,
there was
a little boy in the bathroom and he got himself hard, ran to the bed, jumped on her, and there's a picture of Macaulay Culkin on the headboard that he looks at the whole time.
God, it is Macaulay's butthole.
Butthole, yeah.
He liked to stare at a butthole.
He did.
It's a really specific fetish.
You know, it's interesting,
very
though.
Very creepy.
With Meghan Markle. I heard comparisons of her to Princess Grace, you know, because Princess Grace, who was a huge Hollywood star, a monstrous Hollywood star, and gorgeous, Bring up Princess Grace. She's got a giant team photo. Her team photo will blow your mind. Anyway, Princess Grace married Rainier, mm-hmm. Prince Rainier, and she gave up Hollywood.
Right.
So she's not the only one. So for some reason, Meghan Markle thought that, nah, I don't follow the rules. I do it the way I want to. I take the connections and all the money that gets foisted on you and all the security and all that of royalty, and then I renounce it, and then I have people throw money at me because I'm still considered royal, even though I'm not royal and I don't do any of the royal work under this stupid charity crap. Yeah, I just do voiceovers. I'm going to be an action hero. I hate my family. I don't pay any attention to them.
My daughter dumped me.
Dumped my dad.
Just throw money at me.
What is her superpower? What action hero?
Bitchiness. She's just a cunt.
Maybe she has a magical vagina. Is that what that was from Curbs?
Oh, my God.
Is that what it was? Was it magical?
Yeah, it's magical.
I haven't finished that episode yet. I'm watching it. I'll be on my fourth part now. I was so sick
how
I couldn't watch Curb all the way. Well, he's testing the ugly section at the restaurant, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as Meghan, Harry, and Archie, I read another stupid story about them today and how all three of them are in different places mm-hmm. and how much security has to be expended to protect all three of them. And I just decided, you know, one set of security. If I don't care where the fuck the three of you are, you only get one set of security.
Yeah.
Somebody can go without security. What? If you want it on the Brad at all times, that's fine. Then hang out with a Brad if you're scared.
Archie would be the last choice. It'd be Meghan, then Harry, then Archie.
It'd be Meghan, then Archie, then Harry.
You think so?
Meghan would choose it. Meghan would choose Archie ahead of Harry because Archie's half her.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be Archie? Because who cares about those other
no,
two?
No, Meghan loves herself more than she loves Archie. No one can experience the kind of love Meghan has for herself.
I bet you Archie
No one can understand
I want
it,
to
Trudy.
Experience the kind of love that
It's she almost is. Like she gave birth to herself. It's incredible.
Do you think Archie's seen every episode of Suits already?
Possibly.
Yeah, right.
They just sat the baby down and put Suits on.
Suits? When did that end? 2015?
No one knows. No one even knows if it really ever was on TV.
It's a nothing show.
You can't stream it anywhere. I don't even know if it exists.
It had a few fans.
Yeah, my dad.
My father-in-law and my brother-in-law. They completed the series.
I mean, but that's the biggest thing she did. She's 37 years old.
Total failure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to make it
let's make a deal.
Well, that's right.
Deal or no deal. Yeah.
It doesn't happen for females at 40.
Remember Maz claimed that she had one number and she was always that number, and then we immediately found pictures of her.
Another number, of course. Such a blip anyway.
But God knows.
I like that show too.
Damn it. Couldn't let it go.
Is Deal or No Deal, is it back on?
I don't think
so. That's a great question.
I thought it was because game shows are huge now.
I like Deal or No Deal. As dumb as the show was.
It moved a little slow.
Yeah, it was a little slow.
But I love playing that's like the only slot. That and Wheel of Fortune are the only slots I'll ever play.
Hey, did you ever
so I could open up suitcases.
Brandon, did we go through Princess Grace's Who Dated Who?
I have it up here.
Okay. Let's see.
It's a who's who of the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
And most of these people she banged after she married Prince Rainier, but she, being the classy lady she was, she wouldn't divorce Prince Rainier.
Really?
And she renounced her Hollywood career, but she just wanted to get some Hollywood dick once in a while.
Prince Keith Rainier?
It was a loveless marriage.
Vanguard? So, some dude named Mark Miller, Don Richardson, Curtis.
Robert Evans.
Tony Curtis. Wasn't he gay?
No. I think he played a gay guy.
He's flamboyant.
Oh.
Yeah, Robert Evans, Gene Lyons,
Paul Newman.
Alexander Darcy.
Who's that guy?
Gary Cooper.
Bing Crosby got in there.
Ew. Yeah. Wow.
God, Bing slammed it.
Clark Gable. Marlon Brando.
Of course, Brando. Yikes. Brando put it in her ass, I'm telling you. Right
and then Wally Cox's.
Frank Sinatra. William Holden.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Spencer Tracy.
Prince Ali Khan.
You got it once or twice, maybe.
Jean-Pierre Aumont, Prince Rainier of Monaco.
Oh, I didn't. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
David Niven. John F. Kennedy
got every piece. He got every hot piece of ass there was. Yes, from 60 to 63, he banged so many hot.
Connect JFK to JFK Jr.
That one's going to be easy, probably, because JFK has 56 chicks on here. Oh my!
Yeah, but you're talking about his son.
Connect JFK and his dad. With one chick. One actress that John F. Kennedy wanted to bang because his dad banged her, and then he wanted to know if he was better than his dad.
They are separated by romantic connections, according to who's dating who.
That means JFK Jr. then is separated from four connections from his grandfather.
Yes. That was that's right.
Okay. So JFK totally slammed Shelley Winters.
Before
that was a bad day. That was just a sudden migraine.
Who had sex with Robert De Niro?
Oh, geez.
Who of course banged Naomi Campbell? Who had sex with JFK Jr.?
Naomi Campbell. Let's see JFK Jr.'s team photo.
Okay.
Is Shelley Winters? Is Shelley Winters related? This is a total blue.
Jonathan Winters.
George Clooney.
God.
No.
Who am I thinking?
No, that's Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, okay.
Between Prince Albert.
I don't know why I would have thought that.
Prince Rainier or whatever.
I'm thinking of large women who got fat as they were older, who were famous.
Princess Stephanie of Monaco.
Which means he has that gene.
Monaco bangs a lot because JFK Jr. slept with Princess Stephanie of Monaco.
Wow.
He also nailed Ashley Richardson, who was a model.
Paula Barbieri?
He separated with juice by one girl.
John F. Kennedy nailed Paula Barbieri?
Ooh.
Yep. He's dumber than I thought.
I wonder he didn't get stabbed by juice.
Doesn't Paula Barbieri strike you as the dumbest human being?
Yeah.
Just an idiot.
Can you imagine Juice goes and kills JFK Jr. before he's killed himself in a plane?
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
Wow, no. Yeah.
Victoria Zdrock.
I love Brandon has to pronounce all these names. They're really.
I don't know them.
Some are tricky.
Who is Zuza?
Zuxa.
Never heard of her.
Brooke Shields?
Alania Katero.
Apollonia.
Who didn't
Apollonia.
Nail Brooke Shields? Apollonia?
Wow, well done.
What? Wow.
Brooke Shields. Christina Hegg.
Gross.
Madonna.
Gross.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Nice. 1990 Sharon Stone, too.
Why is she wearing a headband?
The photo's probably from one of her
That picture of Madonna, videos. The bubble should be, even I know I'm disgusting. The face she's making there?
Naomi Campbell, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica
Daryl Hannah.
Why? Daryl Hannah, yeah.
For a long time.
Is he blind?
Princess Diana.
A blind period.
Princess Diana.
Amanda Pete?
Amanda Pete.
I love Amanda Pete.
Cindy Crawford, Kate Moss, and Jet Joop.
Can we see Amanda Pete's team photo?
Yeah, let's see her team photo.
Is she married to somebody?
Yeah, Kevin Klein. No. That's
kind of small.
I'm confusing her with the girl in Fast Times at Ridgemont High that gets naked at the end.
Oh,
when Judd's beaten off, Judge
Phoebe Cates.
Reinhold.
Cates, yeah.
Phoebe Cates is married to Kevin Klein.
All right. So Amanda Pete, scissored Sarah Paulson.
Nice.
What?
She had sex with JFK Jr., Ben Stiller, Brian Van Holt, and David Benioff. That's the guy from Game of Thrones, right?
That's right. Benioff, yeah, that's what it is.
She has kind of an eclectic team photo.
Wait, she's bi?
Wow. She was with Sarah Paulson.
Seems like she could be better than Sarah Paulson.
She seems irresistible.
Why? Because Sarah Paulson married a woman who's like 40 years older than her?
That is weird. Sarah Paulson can do better.
Yeah. But who's the guy with the giant forehead that she's into foreheads?
Five head?
Yeah, that is
giant forehead.
That's the fascinating thing about these team photos is that you do see physical similarities in the people.
Yeah,
in the team photo.
Yeah, because the two guys, the on the right,
Ben Stiller and David Benioff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We checked Ben Stiller's team photo. I don't know why. Just because I saw his face.
Well, he was married to that one chick for a long time.
Yeah,
who was really hot chick.
Like Brady Bunch Brady. Movie.
I think his team photo is going to surprise us.
Too. Christina something.
This is actually pretty small, too.
What?
I don't believe it. They need to update it. So
it's total bullshit.
Brandy Glanville.
Oh! Jeannie Triplehorn. I liked her.
Janine Garofalo.
He's just around her too much.
Rhea Dernham. Amanda Peet and Christine Taylor. Christine Taylor.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's real hot.
Yeah, she's in Dodgeball, right?
Connect Ben Stiller.
Yeah. I love Dodgeball.
Can you connect Ben Stiller to Jerry Stiller? I'm on a parent.
Oh, that's cool.
Tonight, I don't know why. How many? It's gotta be a lot.
What about Anne Meara?
Oh yeah, well
Meara.
I don't know how much she got around.
They are not separated.
Bullshit.
Oh man.
Sorry. Let's see Jerry Stiller's team photo. Yeah. We'll find a way to connect them.
Wasn't he with his Ben Stiller's mom forever?
Come on.
Oh,
he's
come
only got
on.
One.
He's only got one chick his whole life. Bullshit.
She's a comedian. She might have gotten a lot.
Okay, click on her. What if she's got all these dudes?
Just one. Just
oh,
one.
What? Oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, bullshit. I'm not buying that.
Scrubbing her team photo.
So dumb. Oh, boy. Wow, what a waste of time. Oh, who dated who?
I'm telling you, it's a rabbit hole.
It is.
I know. It's so much fun. It's really, I can't get out of it once I'm in.
Before we wrap, Drew, you got to mention the new thing millennials can't do.
Oh, you know, I saw, did somebody sent me a millennial?
Yeah, someone did.
I didn't.
Article today. Wait, I got, you know what? I'm going to bring up the article because that.
It's me. I sent it to you. It's that one I just handed you.
Are you? No.
Oh, another
I emailed you one.
Great.
Are you positive?
Yeah. I mean, someone else might have, too. This story is so important.
The story I'm talking about was much more involved than this headline.
Oh, okay.
Much.
Well, let's go with that one, then.
But no, I like this, too. I just wanted to, because I like the story, and actually, I thought it was, is this the Deloitte survey?
I think it takes, I don't know.
Because
anytime someone walks through a cloud of vape smoke, a millennial is born.
Because I found myself relating more to millennials than I thought I would in this larger survey, the Deloitte Global Millennial Survey 2019. Okay, first of all, this is what Mark gave me. Has a quintessential handyman become a thing of the past? Homeowners used to take pride in repairing and maintaining their homes all by themselves, but a recent survey of 2,000 young British adults finds that many still need assistance with the simplest of tasks like changing a light bulb.
That's very sad.
I don't know where to get light bulbs. I can change it if I have it. So where the fuck you get them?
Well, usually you get light bulbs from other lights in the house.
That's true.
One day I came down the stairs like, where's the light bulb that was in the stairwell?
The bathroom one went out. The third bathroom one went out. Two were already out. The third one went out, so it was dark.
Right. That's right. And then you changed all three. I'm like, whoa, what happened in here?
I know, it's crazy.
It's super bright. I couldn't take it.
Unbelievably, some respondents even admitted simply leaving a dead light bulb in place for more than 3 weeks. I can top that. Before finally mustering up the courage to ask for some help. Other simple fixes, respondents said they can't accomplish.
It's clear millennials aren't married then.
Included putting up wallpaper. That's way
no one knows how to put up wallpaper.
No one knows. There's people, they don't even make wallpaper anymore.
They shouldn't.
Draining a radiator? Why would anyone do that? Painting, tightening up a loose cabinet door, and fixing a loose screw.
Do you know how to do that?
Fixing a loose screw? I think I can screw a screw in. Less than 25% would call themselves good at DIY skills, and 13% flat out said their skills are poor. Full third of millennials seek out help in the easiest of household chores, mostly because they're sure they'll mess things up if they attempt it themselves. Another 25% don't even try such tasks alone because they know someone else would be far better suited for the job. That's how I feel about it.
I feel that too sometimes.
10% don't have the patience for home improvement. That's me. 14% don't have the time. That's me too.
You're a millennial.
So who do most young adults look to for help? You guessed it, dear old dad, 40%. Meanwhile, 16% usually ask their mother or brother for help first. Besides actual people, there's someone else that the vast majority of millennials flock to in the events of house trouble. Google, 87%.
You can Google anything these
days.
That's
true. No, and I've done that.
Have you guys ever, usually it's YouTube for me because they show someone doing the thing that I need to do.
I Google it and then it goes to YouTube.
And how angry do you get when they have like a super long intro?
Oh, God, I hate it.
So it'll be something, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the last
thing.
Trying to
establish some personality and all you want them to do is show you.
Oh, I needed to like take apart a vacuum. So I'm watching this thing and I just want to know how to do like two certain things in it. But there's honestly 5 minutes of him talking about this fucking vacuum that I already own. You don't need to sell me on it. Just show me how to take this one part off. To get
I know.
This
those people abuse their privilege.
Okay.
Because they know you're hooked into watching that stupid YouTube video.
The Deloitte survey interviewed 13,400 millennials across 42 countries.
Wow, it's pretty extensive.
And more than 3,000 Gen Zs across 10 countries. And they asked some very detailed questions. I think people were paid to fill this out. Optimism and trust are becoming scarce. We saw a palpable deterioration of optimism and a wide variety of both macroeconomic and day-to-day anxieties weighing on millennials' minds. Boy, millennials seem to have a lot of anxiety, don't they?
Very untrusting.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is this?
This generation communicates in symbols, oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
But they're handy with tech support, aren't they?
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
Dues.
Okay.
And don'ts. Dues. Okay,
optimism and trust. Lowest we've experienced in optimism and trust since we began asking the question 6 years ago. Income inequality and lack of social mobility were likely factors driving economic pessimism, highlighting the negative impact of an uncertain, unequal environment. Trust in traditional media also is notably low among millennials and Gen Z, as political conversations of last year have likely contributed to increased skepticism. I'm with you, millennials.
Wait, so what do they believe? Social media news?
No, no, no. They're not happy with social media either. But
so what do they trust? Weird, they don't trust anything?
You know, well, it says optimism and trust are becoming scarce because they have distrust due to their lack of social mobility and also economic inequality.
Yeah.
And then they don't trust traditional media. And the thing about traditional media that's weird for me is growing up, believing traditional media told us the truth, that things were nailed down and they were nailed down tight before I was told. Yeah. And now, absolutely not. Plus, opinion plays such a huge role in anything you hear.
We live in a post-factual world, too. Facts don't matter anymore.
Millennials remain skeptical of businesses' motives. Well, I'm not sure what they...
Why? Yeah. Because they're out to make money?
That's the thing. There's this huge... There's like this huge push that big business is bad, and corporations are trying to tear down everything. They don't pay their fair share. There's a huge war on that.
Corporations are people, it's too.
Not really anything new, though. Corporations have always tried to make money because they can't keep people on the payroll.
But it's louder. Money.
That's the point of a corporation, is to make money.
Millennials' opinions about business continue to diminish, in part to view that businesses focus solely on their own agendas rather than considering the consequences for society.
Okay, this is the Zuckerbergs of the world that eroded that trust,
I have to tell you, they
thought that there was really nice companies doing great things.
I think businesses are more attuned to larger issues than they've been in a long time. My opinion. Do you agree with that?
They're definitely more woke and they have programs that are helped for social things.
I think they're pandering motives usually.
Yes.
I think they're pandering completely because the fact is, if you're running a big business, you have to make fucking payroll.
Yeah,
if you have
shareholders, you're responsible.
Period. And that has to, if that doesn't come first, then you're not going to be around long.
Period. Basically, these younger generations need to learn how to not care.
Well, I know. I think they expect too much because because their parents do so much for them, they expect everyone else to do the same?
They care too much, man.
55% said business has a positive impact on society, down from 61% in 2018. More millennials than ever, 49%, would, if they had a choice, quit their current jobs in the next 2 years. Millennials and Gen Zs will patronize and support companies that align with their values.
Which is why they patronize. That's why they... do the things they do.
What are those companies that are aligned with their values then?
Well, the companies that pander and make grand announcements of, we're going to do this for climate change.
Yeah.
When the fact is they wouldn't do it.
Or Gillette, where they show...
Gillette, has been ripping off women for decades and decades and decades on the same products, but all of a sudden they put out this commercial about toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
And they're so woke.
And you know what? Corporations don't care about kids either, because have you ever tried to buy, Brandon, maybe you, have you ever tried to buy kids medicine, like kids Tylenol or Motrin?
Sure.
Same exact thing. It's like twice expensive in a smaller bottle because it's for children.
Oh, because they know you have to buy it.
You have to buy it.
Chemically, the same exact thing.
Oh, nice.
Not me. Madeline coughed that one out.
Younger generations are putting their money where their mouths are when it comes to supporting businesses that make a positive impact on society. Many will not hesitate to end a consumer relationship when they disagree with a company's business practices, values, or political leanings.
Suckers. Ooh. That's why you see so many companies don't
have political leanings.
Yeah, well, just money.
You know, when somebody at the top, like the Chick-fil-A guy, announces that, well, here's how I feel about gay people, and people decide they're going to try and punish, which didn't work, by the way, because the business is so damn good.
Yeah.
You're really punishing all the people that work in the company. Yeah. You're not punishing that guy at the top. He's already made his billions.
If you like chicken sandwiches, you're kind of punishing yourself.
There's a lot of companies that have political leanings. A ton of them.
Well, usually because they want to make money for their shareholders.
A company isn't a human being.
Tell me, a coal company is a Democratic company?
Oh, a coal company? Well, that's of course they have political leanings. That's a pretty small niche.
I think most companies do, though.
They probably lean Republican because they need lower taxes. Yeah. They need all the things. They need less pollution controls. Yeah,
and they
all
should.
The little things that make it easier for them to make money, which is what their job is. But I'm just saying, the as far as social issues, it's still a company. I'm still. Can you really can analyze all the people in the company and how they feel?
No, if it can
maybe
make
Google
money.
You can. But I think that's even bullshit, because you just hear about the ones that run out to protest because, you know, the CEO got a good deal after sexually harassing two women, and they won't have it.
Or Amazon, all the protests about Amazon and how they...
climate change.
Yeah. So Bezos throws, what, $100 million at Australia?
The youngest generations are no less ambitious than their predecessors. More than half want to earn high salaries and be wealthy. So they want,
that's interesting.
They want the companies to behave in the way that they align themselves with, but they still want to make lots of cash.
If they all ran that company, they would behave the same way.
I'm not sure.
No, they would.
I would tell themselves they weren't.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
Millennial.
Look at the most woke, like, CEOs. Who's that guy from Twitter? His main goal was to make a lot of money.
Jack Dorsey.
Or the guy that started
Stop
WeWorks.
Stop saying woke.
You won't have a business. A if you don't want to make money, you won't have a business for long.
It's not woke. He was.
Their priorities have shifted. Travel and seeing the world was the top of millennials' lists of aspirations, 57%. Slightly fewer than half said they wanted to own a home, 49%. That'll change.
Yeah.
That will change after you pay rent long enough. And you have kids, and you want to be part of a neighborhood, and all those things, a community. They also are more attracted to making a positive impact in their communities or society at large, 49%, 46%, than in having children and starting families, 39%.
Well, that's the Miley Cyrus effect. She won't have children because it's bad. It's bad
think,
for society.
I think most of them will. I think the women will turn that
They're
number
all people,
around.
Yeah.
They have a love-hate relationship with technology. Younger generations embrace technology and embrace its benefits. 71% of millennials feel positive about their personal use of digital devices and social media. But more than half said on balance, social media does more harm than good. Nearly two-thirds of millennials said they would be physically healthier if they reduced the time spent on social media, and 6 in 10 said it would make them happier people. I couldn't
none
agree
of them
with
will.
You guys more.
And none of them will.
But hang on.
35% of Gen Z would rather share socks than an office space.
They're all up about technology, but every screen is manufactured by a child in China. And where are they on that?
Oh, wait. Yeah. That doesn't align, does it?
Yeah.
It does not.
Uh-oh.
Too bad.
China!
In fact, some of the new phones have been delayed because of coronavirus in China. So.
Cybersecurity concerns loom large. Only 14% of millennials strongly agree that the benefits of technology outweigh the risks associated with sharing personal data. 79% are concerned they'll be victims of online fraud, and a quarter of millennials, but they
grow
up with
percentage?
This stuff. 79% are afraid. Yeah,
okay, that's
be a, victim of
that's
online
a
fraud.
Good thing. You should be wary of that.
Yeah. I wouldn't think they'd be victims, though. I would think a millennial would be so far ahead of me, for example, in terms of getting screwed.
Well, I thought they were fearful of it.
They're fearful of being victims.
Yeah, so they're aware of it then. So they'll
take
good steps to avoid it.
I wouldn't think they would think they would be victims. I would think they would feel more confident.
They're above that.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Quarter millennials have curtailed consumer relationships because of companies' inability to protect data.
Oh, that means they're leaving Facebook.
All kinds of people do that, though. They don't stand out. Standing on that platform.
Everyone's data's already been stolen.
Yeah, a couple times.
When it comes to spending their money, millennial consumers are looking to societal impact and ethics of a company. It's time to look into all this stuff, really?
Most of it's probably fear of being shamed by your peers, right?
Yes.
Gen Z hates open office concepts. 50% of them want their own office.
Millennials and Gen Z are expressing uneasiness and pessimism about their careers, their lives, and the world around. Mm. Read the Global Millennial Survey. I do wonder about all these grand expectations, if that some of that doesn't come from being, you know, these helicopter parents, and not just that they're helicoptered, but that just that they parents, it seems like, solve more problems than I ever remember them solving.
Well, even on a grander version, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when you see people give speeches when they win an award and they're like, reach for your dreams. You can do anything. That whole lie. I'm sitting
Which
there
is,
watching.
I know, such bullshit.
Like, how come we don't hear for all the people go, oh, man, I had so many dreams. I'm just a total loser now because I failed to achieve the goal I set forth. My point being, maybe set some lower goals that are easily achievable, and then you'll feel wonderful about yourself. The fact that I can wake up every morning is pretty much amazing.
Well, that's why I didn't like
that's
serious.
Awesome. You feel good about it once
it's
you
a
do that.
Victory.
Then. Oh, good, Mark.
I didn't
die
like
day.
What's the football
coach? That dying ASAP.
Katie Sowers.
Yes, run it again, Katie Sowers.
I didn't like that commercial.
It's a lie.
Because it's bullshit.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
If somebody wants to coach football in the NFL and it's a female and they, you know, I think the odds are really small. And if they do, and Katie Sowers, I congratulate her. I salute her. She has made it past so many barriers. It's certainly to be admired. Mm-hmm. But to suggest that this is going to become that women are going to be half the coaches in the NFL and eventually they'll be general managers and they'll be making trading draft picks for players. And I don't think until women play football. And I don't know, or maybe more women are playing high school football.
There's a big story.
I don't see women as being as suited for the game of football as men. I'm sorry, I just don't.
There's a big story. Kalamazoo College is going to have their first female player. She played, I believe, in Sterling Heights.
Is she a kicker?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Notice I didn't point out what position she was.
Did she get a scholarship?
I knew you would ask. I think so.
Is it the priority?
Damn good kicker, too.
I know, good for her. She probably... There's no reason a woman could not be a kicker.
Nope.
At any level.
Nope. Or quarterback.
Isn't there... I've seen
Lucas. Is it Lucas?
Oh, Lucas?
Is it Lucas? No. Wait,
that's what the Sports Illustrated model.
Isn't there one where...
Who's a model in Lucas? Kathy Ireland.
Oh, that
is she
was
Lucas?
That was Necessary Roughness. Oh. She was a kicker too, wasn't she?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was the kicker.
You know, I kind of want to... Those movies are so dumb, I kind of want to see them.
That's a good movie.
And the priority in football, though... Trying to figure out what to do about CTE before they try to balance all of the...
Nah, you can't do anything about it.
I don't think football is really the greatest goal for women in terms of
equality.
Trying to get somewhere. I don't get it. But if it sold Microsoft some computers, then that's great. Good for them.
I just don't think it was representative of what her job is either.
Can somebody explain to me, too, and you can hit the outro, Brandon. Today I was reading about how the San Francisco 49ers might trade Jimmy Garoppolo for Tom Brady. And I was so confused because I read that Tom Brady was going to sign with San Diego, Las Vegas, Tennessee, the Dolphins. So why would – he's a free agent.
Yeah,
how's he
so
get
why
traded?
Would he get traded?
Yeah, why would you give up something for him?
Sign and trade.
Or would they just trade Jimmy Garoppolo so then they could sign Tom Brady?
Oh, I see. So they want to get rid of Garoppolo's salary because they'd rather have Tom Brady than Jimmy Garoppolo. They just made the Super Bowl.
They take a hit on it anyway. That's really short term.
Make any sense?
No, makes zero sense. It's just because people are thinking, oh, where would Tom want to go if it's not New England? Well, he's from the Bay Area, so.
I can see it from his standpoint.
As if a rich person like Tom Brady couldn't play anywhere and fly anywhere he wants to in a private jet anytime he wants to.
Ridiculous. Hey, Brandon, the guy that made the one-star review about the farts?
Yeah.
I think he took it down.
What?
Can you do that?
I don't know. I just noticed that we had
one.
You just made his day.
Yeah. Thank you. I was very upset about that.
There's one less review on iTunes, which means nobody's reviewing us. Why aren't you reviewing us?
More people need to put up five-star reviews about Brandon's farts.
Well... I just wanted lots of reviews to cover up the one star, so you had to scroll longer to get the one star review. That's always very important to me.
That's cool.
But the one star one seems to be gone. I swear, it's like I was scrolling. I'm like, that was only like three reviews ago. What's up?
Oh,
good.
Nice.
But it'd be nice to get some new ones on iTunes.
Yay. Fucking shit.
Or on Facebook. And we are over 25,000 likes on Facebook.
Ooh. Congratulations.
What a job. We need to hit 30. Tomorrow!
Too many goals.
Like us! Follow us!